It's Monday, July 8th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Biden is refusing to step down, causing a deep state crisis. Stay with us. This will be a huge broadcast.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
Weapon lab decides what Americans and Canadians and Germans and Mexicans and Brazilians can say and sets the AI to watch you and control you. Welcome to the new world order.
Well, a handful of people is spreading the idea on social media that the rollout of 5G cell towers is responsible for the COVID-19 epidemic. Some of the towers have even been set on fire in the UK. As our Victor Williams reports, it's having consequences here for people who are just out doing their jobs.
Yeah, well, the fact that anyone would believe this theory is absolutely mind-blowing, and doctors everywhere are agreeing that these 5G towers have absolutely nothing to do with the spread of the coronavirus.
Of course, if we're going to have drones watching us and checkpoints and stay at home, lockdown, house arrest orders, of course they're going to tell the children, watch your parents. Because you see, 1984 for these guys is a owner's manual. It's an operations plan. Hillary Clinton's lessons of George Orwell's 1984 is to trust leaders, the press, and experts. they're coming for you. They're coming for all of us. The incremental ambient background noise of the electromagnetic radiation is being jacked up on high. All over the world, people are watching 5G go in by their house, and the trees die within weeks.
All on the left-hand side. Look on the left-hand side of that tree. Look on the right-hand side. That's all right. Yeah. Right, well, look at the right-hand side of the tree. Look at the front. Look at the bushes. Look at the green bushes. Yeah. Very nice. Look at the left-hand side. Dead. You know why? Because that's right next to it.
The grass begins to gnarl and brown. The birds move their nests. And the studies are coming out everywhere that the 5G towers are 3, 4, 5, 10 times stronger than even the FCC says they're allowed to have. And at the FCC agreed level, massive increases in cancer. Oh, you're burning inside now. That microwave's rubbing your molecules together. And you're burning inside. And soon, you will die. And the globalists think you're so stupid that when you're all dying, you won't even notice it.
We have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal, knowing that each and every one of us has a vital role to play.
Now is the time to think what history would say about this crisis. And now is the time for all of us to define our own role. What is it that would make it so that history would look at this crisis as the great opportunity?
But it's big corporations saying, we're going to shut down the world economy, consolidate it for the ultra rich, and tell people we're doing it to save the earth because the carbon is evil. Even though all life on this planet is carbon-based. So Agenda 21 has been going on for 30-something years, since 1992 in Rio de Janeiro, when it became world law under George Herbert Walker Bush.
The world has an opportunity to unite around a strong global agreement.
Obama said he agreed it. The Senate didn't go along with it. Agenda 2030, you should go read it for yourself. And then everything they say that they're doing, they're doing the opposite.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, when Biden stole the election more than 3.5 years ago, myself, Roger Stone, and other experts called it. They would try to make Biden step down at the Democrat convention in 2024, and that he would refuse to do it. And now here we are, ladies and gentlemen, 119 days out from the most important election in world history. And Biden is completely confident he's going to win and has sent a letter to Congress saying he's not going anywhere and he's never going to quit. And he just continues to devastate the Democrat Party. They've now taken him out of the basement and, as you know, put him all over Pennsylvania, Michigan, you name it, where he makes a complete fool of himself. And in video after video, he ignores black people in a line and only talks to white people and Hispanics and then sniffs them. But then if he sees a black man, he runs over and starts petting them. I mean, this guy is a complete whack job. It's just, it's crazy. So people are now watching Biden very closely. They've been hiding him for years. And this is the bizarre, weird behavior is for everyone to see. He went on Morning Joe, one of his greatest gaslighters and defenders this morning, and made some spectacular statements. And I said this months ago, I said, when they start trying to remove him, they know it doesn't look very Democratic, even though he didn't run against any competition. They kept everybody out of the primaries. He didn't have debates with Democrats. I mean, it was just like he stole it 3.5 years ago. They have rigged this entire event now in the nomination process and the rest of it, but they know how it looks. So they're now proposing, in fact, his former top chief advisor and others are proposing, the Democratic Party proposing, a blitz primary could open up Democrat race if Biden drops out. And so they're saying that they'll give them 3 days to pick who's going to run. No more real primaries, just the donors choose. And then the delegates, the 700 delegates, they will choose who the new presidential nominee is, and that Kamala, again, will just be one of those people in that selection. Talk about anti-democratic. Talk about tyranny. This is just mainlining it in front of the world. And then we've got Biden, quote, blasting elites, urging him to exit race in surprise interview. Biden tells Hill Democrats he won't step aside amid party drama and it's time for it to end. Biden tells congressional Democrats he will not step aside, quote, not going anywhere. Biden defies Democrats, issues letter vowing he will not drop out of the race. Hawaii governor says Biden to make a decision in the next few days. That was yesterday. He sent out the letter this morning. We see the decision. The comeback begins as a confused, rambling Joe Biden wanders around Pennsylvania. Senior Democrats, including Nadler, call for Biden to drop out. Even Jen Psaki says Biden's in a lot of trouble and has problems. Desperate Democrats circulate our finest hour plan to replace Biden if he drops out. Biden goes on Morning Joe, appears to read from a script, and starts screaming incoherently. We're going to play some of that in a moment.
Mainstream media, though, a lot of it is still saying he's sharp at 81, just forgetful. He's fast, he just can't walk. That's the analogy. Hunter Biden now, his father's gatekeeper, and Democrats have a deadline for Joe to drop out. Demented oxygenarian or liar, Biden humiliates himself again and again as the world watches. Incredible video that I posted and got like 12 million views yesterday of Biden blanking out at a black church. They say, please stand for, you know, amazing grace. And he won't stand up, and they're telling him to stand up, and he's pointing at his handlers and pointing at himself, and it just goes on and on. Of course, just 2 weeks ago, we were told these are all cheap fakes. Now, deep fakes, totally fakes. They made up a word, cheap fake, didn't define what it meant. Just, oh, they're edited to be deceptive. Well, if you've got what it takes, and it's hard to do, I've been doing it, to watch an entire Biden event. I did it over the long weekend. I watched several of his events, not live, but you know, later once they were archived, and it was just unspeakable, gibbering, rambling idiocy. But some of the gaslighting industrial complex still says he's more fit than ever. So this is an internal civil war inside the Democrats. I'm going to go ahead and cover Biden and the election and the big Trump developments now. And then I woke up at 5 a.m. this morning and, as always, went and checked Elon Musk feed, because it just gets better and better. And I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say it's not. It just gets, it's like I run his X account or something. I mean, it's hardcore all the way. And I didn't know John Stossel just released an incredibly powerful 6-minute report on Paul Ehrlich, who is the co-author of Ecoscience, published in 1974, along with Obama's later science czar, John P. Holdren, where they called for putting chemicals in the water to sterilize the public, chemicals in the vaccines. They called for making all male role models look like losers on TV, which you then saw start immediately. He gave that interview in 79. And you can see videos of him back in the 60s, black and white footage of him on national TV saying, we're all dead in 10 years. And he got boosted by the globalists to go out and push all this. So Yuval Noah Harari is the current high priest of depopulation, along with Klaus Schwab and King Charles, kind of the trifecta. But Paul Ehrlich is the grand poobah of BS. We'll all be flooded, we'll all be dead, on and on and on. And they've really adopted his plan. So this is a stupendously important report that has, I think, like 60 million views last time I checked it. Guys, go to Real Alex Jones, please, on X. I reposted it and show the Elon Musk tweet I'm talking about. And he said, I agree. Get off Twitter and go have babies. The Earth needs more people. John Stossel, the biggest problem the world will face in 20 years is population collapse. And again, it's only a 6-minute video. I saw a version with 60 million views. This is one with 53. So many versions of it. And we're going to air it coming up later in the hour, front to end, front to back. But then I'm going to play it again and start and stop it. And I went, and the crew went, and got some of the longer clips that they're little clips of in the report, so you can really see it for yourself. Like, I'm not like corporate media where I tell you he went on TV and said, we're only going to show you bad role models of men to undermine the family, and so that there's nobody to stand up for the family, so the state can come in and destroy the women and children. I'm going to show you the clip. And but you could teach a college PhD level entire school of thought on this, not just one course, because this is the ruling class's mindset, and really just an excuse to see humans as garbage and kind of incorporate their psychopathic, sadistic mindset into a fake scientific cosmology against the people. So I'm going to air the report, then I'm going to go through the report slowly, and then give you the next level information. I know a lot of you probably already have the next level information, but if you'll just go to my X, guys, I want to show what I said about Elon Musk. I'm going to go to my X account, Real Alex Jones, because I say right there, I'm going to give you next level information about where this is going and how we stop it. This report reposted by Elon Musk is beyond critical. I will be breaking it down and taking the public's knowledge to the next level today at 11 a.m. Central, right here on Ask. and I say to Elon Musk, we can and we will defeat the death cult and take humanity to the next level. I should have added with God's help. With God, of course, but I wrote that quickly early this morning. So this is so important because remember, what did I say when I made Endgame in 2007? I said, this is an obscure film, seen over 100 million times on Google Video alone at the time. Wasn't so obscure then, but an obscure understanding, though it was the truth. You have all these thousands of flavors of lies, all these political diversions. This globalist death cult and their plan for humanity, once you understand it, everything makes sense. And then you can drill into what they're doing and you'll find exactly what I'm saying they're admitting. So imagine a world government plan, not to rule, but to just end almost all the humans on Earth. That is a total revolution against our species. And now you're like, well, we all know that. I mean, you've got the WEF and King Charles, and you all know Harari and Bill Gates all saying it. I know. That's the good news. It sounds horrific. It sounds insane. It sounds crazy. It sounds like a lie to say this is going on and happening. And you get on air and you talk about it. You make films. You write books. People are like, who's this crazy person? Because it is crazy what they're doing. Again, if I looked out my back door and saw my neighbor eating his fingers off or, you know, slitting his own throat, I'd say, I call the cops, hey, my neighbor just slit his throat. It sounds crazy, but I'm not the one slitting my throat. So they have that angle in that most of us can't even think like them, so it doesn't sound real because it's so crazy, but it is real. And I've said this probably 5,000 times, I'll say it again until your ears bleed. If we can get people to admit what we're up against, we don't have a chance. We have a guarantee to stop these people. But you've got to admit how bad it is. You've got to admit the problem. I mean, if you've got, let's say, a big cancer in one of your kidneys, and they say, if we remove it, it hasn't metastasized, you'll live. And you just say, no, I just think I'll ignore it. And then it metastasizes and you die 6 months later. If you just say, I don't believe that's happening, you're going to die sooner rather than later. But if you admit it, you're going to live. And nobody wants the bad news. Nobody wants to hear the bad news. People want to be in the stages of grief. First, they want to be in denial and then anger and then bargaining and then acceptance. Well, we don't have to accept total enslavement and a dystopian nightmare, a satanic nightmare. We have to, though, admit we're being inducted. We're being railroaded into this thing very, very quickly. I know most of you are like, Jones, we know you say this every day. I'm talking to new listeners. That's who we're really targeting here. And that's why, for those of you that are awake, it's the mission is reaching out to new people and sharing the clips, the articles, the information. Great, you're awake. That's wonderful. We're trying to get the prodigal sons here, folks. That's what that story in the Bible is really all about. Great. Glad you're awake. But the father says to the son that was faithful, how much more do you think I love you that I'm so excited that your loser brother's back? Come on, don't be pissed that we're celebrating the fact that he came back. I love him a lot, not as much as you. But it's our job to go out and find the people that are just confused. Now, the evil ones that are committed to Satan, forget them, move on. They got that crazy demonic look in their eye. We all know what it looks like. Go to any one of the LGBTP Satan events, especially with the trans youth people, and they all got this look on their face. They look like they're totally demon-possessed because they are. When somebody's got that look on their face, if you're a TV viewer, you can see this, you just need to move on. If not, go to Real Alex Jones on X. I posted it there. When you see that, you're wasting your time. That person's not there anymore. Something else is in the driver's seat. That's Linda Blair 2.0. And wherever there's killing children in abortuaries or whether there's transgenderism, butchering their future fertility, so the demons come. Like moths to flame or sharks to blood or flies to shit. So there you go. All right. So you know what? The Elon Musk thing is so big, it'll take more than 30 minutes to cover it. So I got a big whistleblower, the stenographer for what, 5-6 years for Biden coming on to tell you what the real Biden's like, from the on record stenographer that follows him around Air Force One, the White House, all of it, when he was vice president. So that's coming up. And he was there when the crimes were being committed. It can line it up with all the emails and the documents. It's going to be huge with Mike McCormick, huge whistleblower, coming up at 12:30 in about an hour and 40 minutes, or exactly an hour and 40 minutes. But I'm going to hit the Biden stuff now, and I should be done with this by about, in the political news, by about 45 after, and then I'm going to play the John Stossel report that is dead on, but doesn't, and I'm not putting it down, I'm just telling you, it tells you facts, it's completely accurate, but it doesn't tell you what comes next or the rest of the story. So I want to augment it here, and I want to add to it, and then we can take this off the live show and post it to X and say, you know, go to the next level understanding the death cult. Like, you know, Elon Musk says this is right on. Well, here's the next level. Because every day on X, I reach conservatively, let's not exaggerate, 30 million people. But and everything I post is important, but like some little meme that's, you know, get 10 million views, and then some incredible, earth-shattering, massive thing I put out gets 200,000 people. This Paul Ehrlich expose, thank God, is getting hundreds of millions. It's going to get hundreds of millions of views. Already has close to 100 million from the clips, different clips I saw, different versions of it. It needs to get a billion views because, again, this is the operating system of the enemy. I mean, this is what we're up against, and we've got to expose their operating system, but also have a plan B we promote to humanity so that we can stop this. It's not enough to oppose something. You've got to also have an alternative or a spectrum of alternatives for us to have a public debate about that. And Elon Musk is doing more than anybody to up that debate and to boost that discussion. And that's why I have nothing but credit for him. And it is because the direction he's taken is just pure victory against the enemy. He's devastating them. You don't fake stuff like this. It's irrevocable damage to the New World Order he's causing. Irrevocable. You can be like, well, he used to work with him, and he still does some stuff. For whatever reason, it's like Godzilla destroying Tokyo. He's Godzilla, they're Tokyo. All right? And you cannot deny the tree's fruits, devastation of the New World Order agenda. And he's rapidly swinging directly into alignment with us. I mean, he's almost there. So, I'm done talking about it. It's just like these people out there, don't people expect that when we start winning and people want freedom in the future that we're going to have big fish join us? And sure, because their backgrounds, we still watch them and don't ever completely trust them. Hell, I don't completely trust myself. But it doesn't matter. The proof is in the pudding. And the New World Order is shooting real bullets at Musk. They're trying to shut down his company. They're trying to shoo him out of existence. They're trying to criminally block him. So they'll probably have a fact check on this and say Elon Musk is not actually Godzilla and did not attack Tokyo. It's an analogy before NewsGuard gets on me. Oh, and when you know what happens when Godzilla fires the electricity energy beam out of his mouth? That's reinstating Alex Jones, boosting Tucker Carlson. All right, let's continue on here. I say I'll cover the news, and I start covering it, but this John Stossel report is just absolute victory, absolute truth, absolutely coffin nails to the enemy if we just understand that it's what we're up against. All right, shifting gears back into... We now know what's going on. It's exactly what Roger Stone said 3.5 years ago. The establishment has had a plan to get rid of Biden the whole time at the convention. But he had agreed to leave if they told him before the second term, but he said no because these guys all fight with each other internally over power. And Jill and Hunter are in there making all these side deals right now. And so Biden's doing one of two things. He's refusing to leave to the last minute to get more money behind the scenes and more payoffs and more guarantees. Or he's arrogant enough to think in his dementia and his Parkinson's that he can stay in power. And I think it's the latter. I think he's crazy enough to try to stay in power. And so they're now officially saying that they're going to try to hold some public primary without voting But they'll then just decide through the delegates who the new president is or the new presidential nominee is going to be. It's absolutely amazing. And so he goes to the black church in Pennsylvania, doesn't know what planet he's on, doesn't stand up. They tell everybody to stand up, points at his handler, says, what do I do? Points at himself, totally confused. He can't walk down a flight of stairs. And as he wants to flounder and prove he's still a real man and got this big, great, oily, liberal, leftist lawyer brain, he now is running around all over the place acting an even bigger fool, and it's spectacular. So here's some of that happening. Here's Biden saying, I'm not going anywhere with Psycho Joe, you know, the same guy that when he was a congressman got found with a dead girl but got swept under the rug. Here he is with Psycho Joe and the daughter of the real psychos, Zbigniew Brzezinski. Here it is.
The bottom line here is that we're not going anywhere. I am not going anywhere. I wouldn't be running if I didn't absolutely believe that I am the best candidate to beat Donald Trump in 2024. We had a Democratic nominating process where the voters spoke clearly. I won 14 right. million of those votes, et cetera. So I not only believe that from the beginning, but I wanted to reassert and demonstrate that it's true. And I'm going to be doing that all through this week and from here on.
He starts getting mad later. Well, let's play more of the clips. Here he is saying the elites. Oh, now there's elites. I thought there was no elites that existed. Are trying to replace him at the convention. Yeah, we're tomorrow's Tuesday on that, aren't we? And then we've got Biden over the phone that he's been testing himself. Go ahead and play. And then we've got the video. We didn't dub the music in of Won't Back Down. This is actually Biden refusing to shake the hand of a black lady. Here it is.
The American public is not going to move away from me as an average voter. And again, I'm here for two reasons, pal. One, to rebuild the economy for hardworking middle-class people, give everybody a shot. Just a straight shot. Everybody gets a fair chance, number one. Number two, remember all this talk about how I don't have the black support? Come on, give me a break. Come with me. Watch. Watch. I'm getting so frustrated by the elites. Now, I'm not talking about you guys, but about the elites in the party who they know so much more. But any of these guys don't think I should run against me. Go ahead, announce the president. Challenge me at the convention.
Have you been tested for any age-related illnesses, pre-Parkinson's, or anything like that that might explain sort of having a night like that where you couldn't finish sentences?
Look, I had before, I was feeling so badly before the debate. When I came back, they tested me before. I thought maybe I had COVID. Maybe there was something wrong. I had an infection or something. They tested me. They gave me those tests. I was clear. So, but look, I had a bad night. But the fact of the matter is, look at what I'm doing. I mean, let me put it this way. If there was something that was wrong that night, it's not like it comes and that's one night and goes away. That's why I've been out. I've been testing myself, been testing everywhere I go, going out and making the case. The night of that debate, I went out. I was out till 2 o'clock in the morning that very night. That very night, it drives me nuts, people talking about this. Back down.
He says, watch me with the black people. Watch the support I get. Way more black folks at Trump rallies, but Biden won't talk to the black people. Kisses and hugs to the white people, but won't talk to the black people. And it goes on and on and on.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. years, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But sure. I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the electric here.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
A lot of folks are having fun watching Biden act like a complete idiot. And I hate the guy, and I hate who he represents, but he is in control of the nuclear codes. He is a puppet of the Biden globalist operation. But it's been going on for years where they're not even returning calls from world leaders. And even the bureaucracy itself is breaking down because they're so decadent. And so this is an extremely dangerous moment, not just for the United States, but the entire world. And you look at the criminals and the front people and the miscreants that make up the Democratic Party, and then many of the Republican yes men, the rhinos that are still left. It's a very dangerous cocktail. So I want to talk about the different avenues, the different developments, the different pathways we could be on. And the reason I can't really predict the future like I normally can here is the establishment doesn't even know what they're going to do. anything's on the table. They're in total and complete, mindless, idiotic disarray right now. And that, again, is epically dangerous. So here's Mika Brzezinski, daughter of the famous war criminal, with her psycho husband, Joe Scarborough, repeating that people are calling for Biden to step down, and here is his, I'm running, response.
Okay, so you have repeatedly said that all of these people and entities are wrong. And let me go through them. The New York Times editorial board, The Economist, The Atlanta Journal-Constitution, The Boston Globe, Jerry Nadler, Seth Moulton. Let me go to Julian Castro, Tim Ryan, David Axelrod, David Remnick, Richard Haass. Yeah, I know which one you're responding to there. Zeke Emanuel. But they're saying that you should step aside. So what is your plan of attack moving forward?
My
These are pretty big names.
My plan of attack is to go out and keep doing their big names. But I don't care what those big names think. They're wrong in 2020. They're wrong in 2022 about the red wave. They're wrong in 2024. And come out with me. Watch people react. You make a judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I'm going to have all these foreign leaders here. I've been in contact with the new British Prime Minister. Look, the country, the rest of the world is looking, our allies are looking for U.S. leadership. Who else do you think could step in here and do this? I expanded NATO. I solidified NATO. Ask your brother about it in Poland. I made sure that we're in a position where we have a coalition of people, of the nations around the world to deal with China, with Russia, with everything that's going on in the world. We're making real progress. The Biden plan, which got in Israel for the Gaza Strip, is something that was adopted by the UN Security Council. Whether it comes to fruition, it's awful close. We'll see. G7's but look, I'm not going to explain any more about what I should or shouldn't do. I am running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the Stephanopoulos interview Friday on ABC, remember he said, I defeated Putin. I mean, the guy is completely out of his mind. You don't need me to tell you that. But as you catch the big takeaway from that clip, he said, watch me and you'll see I'm competent. Well, everyone is watching you and they see that you're incompetent. And the more you go out and speak, they see that you're out of your evil mind. He's always been a horrible person. But now he is totally and completely naked psychologically in front of the world. All right. This is a train wreck. Again, it's extremely perilous. He is refusing to step down with his little coterie of crooks. He's a puppet, but he's the puppet that decided to be a real man. He's like Pinocchio. Wants to be a real boy. And so they're going to continue to expose him and humiliate him, which further humiliates the Democratic Party and exposes the corporate media that was complicit as lapdogs covering this up. But they're still confident they can win because they've got armies of people ready to vote for them that are dead. But on election day, we'll rise from the graves to vote Joe Biden in. They also have the armies of people that moved out of their district or state years ago, decades ago, who are still voting and have discovered they're still voting. With the different databases that Zuckerberg and others have paid hundreds of millions of dollars for. So, yes, Trump is 20-plus points ahead in nationwide polls. Yes, he's 10 to 15 points ahead in the battlegrounds. That should be enough to override the fraud they've got. But I don't know. But can you imagine if they steal the election again? He will never leave until he dies. And that means they may poison him, which would be a quieter way to do it. Or they might assassinate him and say a Trump supporter did it. I've been saying that for years and warning of it. I just see that in the cards. And my mother's a really smart historian. Doesn't give me a lot of advice, but she's been saying for 3 years they're going to kill Biden and blame Trump supporters. And that's just her view on the things, but she's a smart cookie as well. So Trump has said, and his advisors have said, and he's been caught on a hidden camera saying last week, that cue that up from last night, played it last night on the golf cart. He's handing out $100 bills to some of the staff there at the golf course, and one of them shoots a video of him nicely. They meant it nice, and I'm glad it got out. The Democrats, oh, this discredits him. No one should be able to see this now because Trump did this. But Trump says he's a broken down pile of crap. Biden, and Kamala's even worse. He thinks Kamala is easier to beat than Biden. So he's goading them saying, oh, stay in Biden, stay in Biden. I've done that too, knowing Democrats will then even want to get rid of him that much more because he thinks Kamala's easier to beat. We're not so sure it's going to be Kamala, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats have already proposed what I said they'd do a year ago, 6 months ago, a month ago. They'll have a fake vote, a fake primary, and have the donor class decide through the delegates, the same people, who it'll be. And now that's in the news, blitz primary. New York Times, Washington Post, they're all proposing it. To have the semblance of it being some type of Democratic event in our democracy, little d, representative republic. So this is a train wreck of train wrecks, and it's very hard for me to predict what's going to happen now because Joe Biden's refusing to go. And I just think the danger level for him has gone from serious to extreme, and I'm not wishing any harm against Biden, let's be clear. Because if he dies, that'll have a sympathy effect. He dies of a stroke. They poison him. Maybe he dies naturally. I mean, he's a train wreck. Had multiple brain surgeries years ago on his brain stem. Most people don't survive that. But regardless, this guy is running on empty. It's like an engine with black smoke shooting out the end of it and fire coming out front of the hood. You don't know exactly when the engine's going to blow up and stop, but it'll probably do it any second now. They may kill him, he may die on his own, they may assassinate him publicly and blame a Trump supporter. All I'm saying is the power structure wants Joe Biden gone. And so the bigger question is, what are they going to do to him? Here's the clip of Trump. I think this is July 4th, actually. Getting caught on somebody's cell phone, they surreptitiously shot it. And we need to see more of this because behind the scenes, Trump talks like a sailor. And it's even more matter of fact and it's much cooler. You know, you think he's a good speaker? He's a pretty good speaker because there's some great one-liners, really quick on his feet. Trump behind the scenes is funnier than hell. And just totally matter of fact, total straight shooter. And I'm like, hey, why don't you be this guy on TV? The real Trump. Here's the real Trump.
Me so much. How did I do with the debate the other night?
Oh, fantastic.
Amazing. Kicked that old broken down pile of crap.
Yeah.
It's a bad guy. He just quit, you know. He's quitting the race.
Is that right?
Yep. I got him out of the race. Well, and that means we have Kamala. Uh-oh. I think she's going to be better. She's so bad. She's so pathetic.
It's so amazing.
It's just so fucking bad. So
I just can't imagine.
But can you imagine that guy with dealing with Putin and the president of China, who's a fierce person? He's a fierce man, a very tough guy. And they see him, they probably he can't. But they just announced he's probably quitting.
Good.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Just keep knocking him out, right?
Thank
you. You know, people pointed out Trump has more energy than he had 4 years ago. I think he's lost 50 pounds. He's got a big torso like I do. So even though when I stand up straight, I don't have a big belly, but when I sit down, it looks big because it's a big torso. I'm like 5'10 now. I used to be 5'11. I don't care how tall I am, but I've gotten shorter as I'm older. And, you know, still standing up straight, I don't have a big belly, but sitting down, I got a big one because I got a big torso. Trump is like squatting in his golf cart, little belly. I'm just a side issue. The guy has lost a ton of weight. That's certainly a good thing and a good example for us all. But speaking of people that are squat mentally, that is Joe Biden. So here's a short compilation of him ignoring that young black lady where she's smiling, she reaches out, he just totally ignores her, and then shakes the hands with three white people and takes photos with them. And this is what Biden does constantly. Then he's with black people. He always talks about gang members or prison or cockroaches. And he's just a whack job. Here's a short compilation. We're going to post this on X. I'm going to come back and shift gears into a huge story.
Back down.
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Remember all this talk about how I don't have the black support? Come on, give me a break. Come with me. Watch. Watch.
I got a lot of that. I got hairy legs that turn turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down. So it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I love kids jumping on my lap.
Do you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black?
All right. The next 45 minutes ahead of a huge whistleblower. Biden whistleblower, his stenographer for many years, joining us. I'm going to talk about the death cult, the globalists, their mindset. What makes them tick? Why are they doing all this? Why are they cutting off the resources, the energy, the food, the fertilizer? Why are they undermining the family? Why are they poisoning the food and water? Why are they putting poisons in the vaccines and the food? Which Paul Ehrlich, with the UN in the 70s and 60s before that, publicly proposed. And Paul Ehrlich is still running around. Just like Al Gore saying in 2007, by 2013, we'll be underwater. Then he said 2017, polar bears can't swim. All of it complete lies. All of it pure and total BS. So Elon Musk reposted today. It's got 50-plus million views. A John Stossel report that is excellent. But I want to take you even deeper and give you the rest of the story after we air the report. But I want to air the report again and stop it and start it at each key juncture. And then we went in and found some of the clips that are in the piece, but the fuller clip, to then pull back and say, here's what Ehrlich was saying there about only putting forward images of men being losers and women being rulers to destroy the fabric of society, not to empower women. That's just one little snapshot in this. But he's going to show you New York Times articles calling for poisoning the food, the water, and the shots. So they're doing it. And COVID and the COVID shot was their attempt to destabilize with the Great Reset and bring down civilization so they could build on our ashes with Build Back Better. Here is the report that's already gone mega viral that needs to go ultra viral, super viral, supernova viral, with my added information here to take folks to the next level. Here it is.
Have you heard? The end.
We are in the beginning of a mass extinction.
Throughout history, people predicted the end of humanity. This month, 60 Minutes was on the case.
You seem to be saying that humanity is not sustainable.
No, humanity is not sustainable.
Bizarrely, they featured this man, who has always predicted doom.
We are very close to a famine disaster in the United States.
Why would they treat him like an expert?
Paul Ehrlich may have lived long enough to see some of his dire prophecies come true.
But his dire prophecies, again and again, turn out to be wrong.
In the next 15 years, the end will come. And by the end, I mean an utter breakdown of the capacity of the planet to support humanity.
His bestseller, which sold an amazing 3 million copies, said nothing can prevent a substantial increase in the world death rate. That was comically wrong. Today, there are 4 billion more people. The death rate fell dramatically.
Too many people, too much consumption.
60 Minutes did mention that Ehrlich was wrong about widespread starvation. But they take him seriously, never mentioning his other ridiculous predictions, like his claim that by the year 2000, England will not exist because of climate change. But England's still here. Instead of interviewing doomsayers like Ehrlich, 60 Minutes should talk to Marion Tupi, the creator of humanprogress.org.
Everybody is getting richer and longer living, and life is getting better.
It is. The modern era has brought much longer lives and the greatest decline in poverty ever. Young activists think capitalists are destroying the earth.
Millions of people are dying.
People are throwing paint at works of art, are blocking traffic.
They believe it's the moral thing to do because experts like Ehrlich scare them. Paul Ehrlich wouldn't talk to me for this video, but 7 years ago he did talk to us. He said, well, when you predict the future, you get things wrong.
It's very difficult for me to picture things holding together for more than another decade.
He's wrong about everything, but they invite him back. They love this stuff.
If you sell the apocalypse, people feel like you are deep and that you care. But if you are selling rational optimism, you sound uncaring.
Uncaring?
Childbearing is herewith forbidden.
No!
It's the doomsayers who are uncaring.
You have to get the death rate and birth rate in balance, and there's only two ways to do it. One is to bring the birth rate down, the other is to push the death rate up.
Ehrlich even suggested that government should sterilize people to prevent the population from rising.
Paul Ehrlich always sees human beings as a problem, destroyers, rather than creators. He thinks that human beings are no different to rats or rabbits. When we consume all the grass around us, our population explodes, and then it's going to collapse. But human beings are fundamentally different. We have the capacity to innovate.
Marion Tupi is the anti-Ehrlich. His new book, Superabundance, shows more people are good for humanity and the environment. It's counterintuitive to think that more people can be good for the environment because the people will buy cars and they need housing. We use stuff.
We use stuff, but we also grow stuff. What matters is new knowledge. Think about something as simple as sand. When we started melting down sand to create glass, we used the first glass for glass beads or jars. But now we are using glass in fiber optic cables and microchips.
Similar innovation in farming, transportation, genetic engineering is why our growing population won't destroy nature. But we're told we're destroying forests.
Looks like a disease across the planet. Boom, there goes the forest.
Nonsense. Forests have grown by 35% in North America and Western Europe in the last 20 years.
Grown because people found ways to produce more food on less land. And prosperous countries can afford to protect nature. But the idea that human innovation is helping nature isn't as popular as doomsayers' claims.
This universe is finite, its resources finite. If life is left unchecked, life will cease to exist.
When Ehrlich's book became popular, Thanos, a comic book character, was introduced.
By killing 50% of all living things in the universe, he will allow the other half to live on.
In the year 2022, nothing runs anymore.
That same year, we also got the movie Soylent Green.
The population of the United States has run out of food, and so every time a human being dies, he or she is converted into a biscuit called Soylent Green.
Step right up. Soylent Green. Soylent Green right here.
That's then fed to people.
You gotta tell them Soylent Green is people!
Now we're past 2022, and we're still not eating each other. Nevertheless, ignorant doomsayers still want us to panic.
I want you to feel the fear I feel every day.
Many young people have been so misled, they're afraid to have kids. But that would hurt the world.
The biggest problem the world will face in 20 years is population collapse.
That's a bigger problem. Fewer women have babies today. But we need young people to provide the innovation that will solve the Earth's problems. If fewer people have babies, the child who might grow up to cure cancer or develop a miracle battery may never be born. But more people by itself is not enough to get all this innovation.
It is certainly not. If the number of people was all that mattered, China would have been the richest country for centuries. But in fact, what you need is people and freedom. If you let human beings be free, they are going to create more value for everyone.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
All right, We're going to start the next hour here in a few minutes, and I'm going to lay out the rest of the story. But here's the bottom line. The globalists know this whole Malthusian depopulation plan isn't about saving the Earth. It's about them having the right to kill and control anybody they want and to shut off energy to people to consolidate power. And they do want to get rid of publicly 90%. Real numbers we've gotten is they want to get rid of everybody. They say humans are over. They're about to merge the machines and become gods. This is totally satanic. It's out of control. And it is not the dominant, but the culture at the UN and Davos and the Club of Rome. It's not like the dominant culture. It's the culture. It's the plan. And it's all based on lies. It's all based on frauds. Some of our technology dirty? Are there too many dumb people some places that weren't given a future? Yeah, that's all true. But once you set a precedent, it'll set up a group to control everybody and play God. We have created a hell 1,000 times worse. I'm going to do the deep dive on this coming up for the next 30 minutes of the next hour, and then we got a huge whistleblower joining us. And then I'm doing the deep dive on so many other huge subjects here today. 35 million dead from the poison shots, a 4,423 increase in likely death in children after they take the shot, major studies. I mean, this is really going on, folks. They didn't just make a movie about Thanos. They are Thanos. And Thanos wants to kill 50%. They want to kill 90%. People are like, oh, Endgame. That's what it's called, the movie with Thanos. That came out a decade after my film Endgame about depopulation. It's called Endgame. They're literally riffing off of that, and they admitted they were. But Thanos is the good guy in it. No, he's the bad guy. All right, we're going to go to break. Please remember, we can't do this for the plus. We have great products. There is a huge sale, the Spirit of 1776 July Super Sale, going on right now, up to 60% off on Winter Sun, Brain Force Ultra, Ultimate Fish Oil, Nitric Boost, that's incredible, VasoBeat, Survival Shield X3, about to sell out, still 40% off, X2 back in stock, 40% off, Ultra 12, 40% off, Vitamin Mineral Fusion selling out, still discounted. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The best water filtration at the lowest prices, the highest quality storable food at the lowest prices for quality. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, our other big, great sponsor, ladies and gentlemen, is DrJonesNaturals.com, my dad's company. Many of the great products not available at InfoWarsStore.com right now, like the nano silver products, the toothpaste, the immune gargle, the wound gel. They are exclusively available at drjonesnaturals.com. And 57% off is a loss leader. The very same brand that Whole Foods puts out and sells itself for $30 retail, 25 discounted. We normally sell it for 25 regular, 20 discounted, is $12.98 at drjonesnaturals.com. Take it internally. Take it topically. It is amazing antiviral bacterial. You know what colloidal silver does. It is 57% off at drjonesnaturals.com. Rocket Rest, Cabochil, Next Level Foundational Energy. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Let me take some Brain Force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., I'm live. The demonized, the attacked, the lied about broadcast that globalist scumbags have sought to silence, but you have kept on air for 30 years. All right. I want to go to a special report we put out like 6-7 years ago dealing with depopulation. Then we're going to come back and some stations don't carry this first 5. They just said I'll do the deep dive on the John Stossel mega boosted video, 100 million views, you name it. I saw one version of 60, one with 50 this morning. So that's 110 million views on X that Elon Musk is promoting. And again, you don't do this when you're not against the globalist. This devastates their operation. Musk is saying we should have children, a pro-human future. We should. We should also uplift the third world and make those countries beautiful places we want to go to, not lower us to their level, but raise us all up together. You don't raise the third world by imploding the first world. The globalists are at war with progress. That's why they say in Soylent Green, which is one of their big propaganda films, that by 2022, nothing would work. Well, because they were going to be sabotaging the infrastructure, and it goes back into their battle plans that predate the Rio de Janeiro meeting in 1992. They've been planning this for a long time with unlimited globalist Rothschild money to carry it out. So I'm going to explain the history of this and where we are and how we challenge the dominant ideology of the rulers. And by admitting the ideology, by admitting it's happening, the public will then understand what's happening to them and how it's an act of war to turn off the fertilizer, an act of war to turn off the fuel, an act of war to attack the food supply, an act of war to dissolve our borders, an act of war to put poisons in the food and water to lower our fertility, and they brag about it and they admit it. So here's this very important report on depopulation, and then we will break it all down on the other side. Please stay with us.
Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-up in medical costs? But that's called the death panel. And you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
It's all part of the project to tell you you're bad and that you're not needed, so you actually see yourself as cattle. It's all about dehumanization, demoralization.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So there is a powerful ruling class in the West that is the dominant power group in the world that are eugenicists, that are mad scientists that want to have no rights for the general public, and they want to sell us to hate ourselves, believe we're hurting the earth, that we're killing everybody, and then how dare us even live, how dare us even, you know, have a car, but the globalists can fly around on jet airplanes and have giant palaces. So they're selling you on feudalism being a good thing. And if you go back to the Druids and the Aztecs and every other ancient culture during periods of decline, they would start human sacrifice, saying humans are bad, the gods demand we kill the children. It's in the Bible. Dozens and dozens of times about do not sacrifice your children to idols. Do not believe humans are bad. Get rid of human sacrifice. But this is an archetype, to use Carl Jung's terms or Joseph Campbell's terms, that continues to bubble back up to the surface like psychic spiritual herpes. And so Elon Musk this morning posted it. It's got hundreds of millions of views already. Just one version, 60-something, another version, 50-something million views. We posted it on InfoWars.com. Epic report boosted by Elon Musk exposes globalist overpopulation myth. True threat is population collapse. But the globalists say they want a post-human world. Yuval Noah Harari, all of them say, at the WEF, the future's not human. The New York Times, the Washington Post, looking forward to the end of humanity, looking forward to the end of humans. They want you to hate yourself. So I played the little six-minute John Stossel excellent report last hour. Then I'm going to give you the rest of the story right now. And we've pulled a few clips that are mentioned barely in the report and found you the larger clip in context. Just one of them is so important. So let's go ahead and start over with clip one, and I'm going to start and stop it at each key point here. Go ahead and roll it.
Have you heard? The world's about to end.
We are in the beginning of a mass extinction.
Throughout history,
hey, pause.
People predicted the...
Back it up 10 seconds. Now, by cutting off the food, by cutting off the water, by cutting off the fertilizer and imploding the third world, they will then rush the first world and implode it and then say, oh, global warming caused 80-something million to starve to death during the lockdowns. or the virus caused it. No, their policies did it. They use the virus as an excuse. So they are creating the end of the world for most people. They are creating an artificial Armageddon. They are creating a collapse, the Great Reset, to build back better. So it's they're creating the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I don't feel fine. So they're attacking every institution that's good, the family, men, women, children, infrastructure, organic food. They're flooding the zone with toxins and poisons because they want control of the future. Start the report over from the beginning.
Have you heard? The world's about to end.
We are in the beginning of a mass extinction.
Throughout history, people predicted the end of humanity. This month, 60 Minutes was on the case.
You seem to be saying that humanity is not sustainable.
No, humanity is not sustainable.
Bizarrely, they featured this man, who has always predicted doom.
We are very close to a famine disaster in the United States.
Why would they treat him like an expert?
Paul Ehrlich may have lived long enough to see some of his dire prophecies come true.
Pause.
But his dire prophecies...
Back in 5 seconds. None of his dire prophecies came true. He said in the 60s we're all dead in 10 years. He said in the 70s we're all dead in 10 years. Sound familiar? He wants you to believe you're dead. He wants you to believe it's hopeless. He wants you to give up. He wants to demoralize you. And he gets up on TV in the late 70s and says, we're going to control all the TV programs and put out nothing but images as fathers as bad to break up the family. And they did it. It's not like he's some nut just saying this. They've done it. He's just their front man. Now in official control of world policy. Continue.
States.
Why would they treat him like an expert?
Paul Ehrlich may have lived long enough to see some of his dire prophecies come true.
But his dire prophecies, again and again, turn out to be wrong.
In the next 15 years, the end will come. And by the end, I mean an utter breakdown of the capacity of the planet to support humanity.
Back it up 5 seconds. They're blocking, with the tax code, the development of independent wealth. They're cutting off resources. They made a deal in the 70s with China to only do industrial and production there. Again, all of it is to create a dystopia so you give up. Because they know we're going to reach escape velocity with all this technology and that they won't be able to control it and they won't be the oligarchy and control the planet anymore. They actually are the anti-technology people. Continue.
In the next 15 years, the end will come. And by the end, I mean an utter breakdown of the capacity of the planet to support humanity.
His bestseller, which sold an amazing 3 million copies, said nothing can prevent a substantial increase in the world death rate. That was comically wrong. Today, there are 4 billion more people. The death rate fell dramatically.
Too many people.
All right, pause.
Too much.
Back it up 5 seconds. John Stossel is correct. But everything's a year behind. So we've got numbers from 2022, 2023. For the first time since the Black Plague, 600 years ago, roughly, population numbers going down and life expectancy is dropping in every country that had a high uptake of the poison shots. So that's not true. That's why the globalists had to disprove capitalism and free market and had to sabotage it and blow it up. So now world population for the first time is dropping, peaked 2 years ago, and for the first time life expectancy is plunging since the Black Plague and the beginning of the Renaissance. Continue.
It's comically wrong. Today there are 4 billion more people. The death rate fell dramatically.
Too many people, too much consumption.
60 Minutes did mention that Ehrlich was wrong about widespread starvation, but they take him seriously, never mentioning his other ridiculous predictions, like his claim that by the year 2000, England will not exist because of climate change.
Impossible. Back it up 10 seconds. Again, they know this is all pure bull. It's not a prediction that didn't come true. They want you to think it's all over, so you give up on your life force, you give up on the future, you give up on forward-looking. All right? They know exactly what they're doing. Continue.
But they take him seriously, never mentioning his other ridiculous predictions, like his claim that by the year 2000, England will not exist because of climate change. But England's still here. Instead of interviewing doomsayers like Ehrlich, 60 Minutes should talk to Marion Tupi, the creator of humanprogress.org.
Everybody is getting richer and longer living, and life is getting better.
It is. The modern era has brought much longer lives and the greatest decline in poverty ever. Young activists think capitalists are destroying the earth.
Millions of people are dying.
People are throwing paint at works of art or blocking traffic.
It's Tom again, Magno. All funded actually by the oil companies. The oil companies are behind the whole global warming thing because they want to make you pay more for the oil and then pay for boondoggles and all the new scams they're running. But again, Stop Oil, Extinction Rebellion, all these groups are globalist, King Charles, New World Order funded to create ugliness, to create a sense of desperation, to kill optimism. Continue.
Longer lives and the greatest decline in poverty ever. Young activists think capitalists are destroying the earth.
Millions of people are dying.
People are throwing paint at works of art or blocking traffic.
They believe it's the moral thing to do because experts like Ehrlich scare them. Paul Ehrlich wouldn't talk to me.
Stop again. Back it up. If you're the central bankers and have unlimited money made up out of nothing, you want to make people poor and controlled so that they have to socially, through a social credit score, do what you want. So you've got to damage the real economy and push people to the margins. That's all they're doing. This is economic warfare. This is siege. Continue.
At works of art or blocking traffic.
They believe it's the moral thing to do because experts like Ehrlich scare them. Paul Ehrlich wouldn't talk to me for this video, but 7 years ago he did talk to us. He said, well, when you predict the future, you get things wrong.
It's very difficult for me to picture things holding together for more than another decade.
He's wrong about everything, but they invite him back. They love this stuff.
If you sell the apocalypse, people feel like you are deep.
And this is key. Back it up. If you sell the apocalypse, people think that you're deep. No. They're selling the apocalypse to make you give up on yourself and believe you're a bad person and that you don't have value. Soldiers go to war. They come back and are celebrated. They do great. If they're hated like Vietnam, they commit suicide. They want to tell you you're fundamentally bad so that you give up on your agency and standing up for who you are. So this is the only part of the report that's really wrong, is that, oh, they just want to be the heroes. Yeah, they want control of society and civilization, and they want you to hate themselves. It's not just about them being the heroes. It is about you believing you're garbage, and they're going to direct you how to basically give up on life or kill yourself. Continue.
Talk to us. He said, well, when you predict the future, you get things wrong.
It's very difficult for me to picture things holding together for more than another decade.
He's wrong about everything, but they invite him back. They love this stuff.
If you sell the apocalypse, people feel like you are deep and that you care. But if you are selling rational optimism, you sound uncaring.
Uncaring?
Childbearing is herewith forbidden.
It's the doomsayers who are uncaring.
You have to get the death rate and birth rate in balance, and there's only two ways to do it. One is to bring the birth rate down. The other is to push the death rate up.
Ehrlich even suggested that government should sterilize people to prevent the population.
Hit pause there. Back that up. Show that news headline there. How do they want to sterilize you? In the food, what does glyphosate do? What does bisphenol A do? What does atrazine do? What's in the shots? What are they adding to the tetanus shots, the female hormone at second trimester to cause mass abortion? That came out in the 90s. They're doing this. There's the New York Times. They're doing it. That's why sperm counts are down 95%. That's why infertility is everywhere. And they're doing it particularly on the West, the highest IQs, because they want to get rid of their competition. It'd be bad enough they wanted to kill, quote, people that aren't as smart. They want to get rid of their competition. That's what real social Darwinism is about. Continue.
Suggested that government should sterilize people to prevent the population from rising.
Paul Ehrlich always sees human beings as a problem, destroyers rather than creators. He thinks that human beings are no different to rats or rabbits. When we consume all the grass around us, our population explodes. and then it's going to collapse.
Back it up again. Yeah, he has a famous Petri dish analogy in his overpopulation books. Again, if you have a limited amount of growth factor, you put bacteria in it, they'll eat it all, overpopulate, and all die. But we replant, we regrow, we create new systems, we expand. Decades ago, they'd photographed 200 billion galaxies. Now it's trillions of galaxies. Trillions of galaxies with hundreds of millions of stars. And it just goes on. The idea that we don't have resources is preposterous. But that's why Paul Ehrlich and his wife, Annie Ehrlich, and John P. Holdren, Obama's White House science czar in 74, 50 years ago, wrote Eco-Science, the plan to put fluoride in the water to dumb you down and lower your fertility. It's in the book. The plan to inject you with compounds to sterilize you. It's in the book. And all their beta testing they've now gone operational with, as they said they would do in Rio de Janeiro in 1992. They said in the year 2000, we launched the attack, and by 2030, we have got full global government to carry out the extermination of the rest of the public before 2047. It's in a damn plan. And I'm like leading horses to water and saying, please drink. But you can't make a horse drink. And I'm sitting here exposing the ruling class, exposing their horrible plan. There's nothing more frustrating than how criminal it is, how admitted it is, and how we should be able to stop it. And thank God Elon Musk is exposing it and John Stossel. But a lot of you have been listening for decades. You're like, God, this is like Alex Jones world. Because it's real. We're looking at the same damn thing. If you wake up at 2 a.m. and you hear fire trucks and the neighborhood all walks outside their houses in your pajamas and you see the neighbor's house with fire shooting out of it, you're all looking at the same thing. It's not like John Stossel listens to me or Joe Rogan or Tucker Carlson, though they do. It's that they're seeing the same burning house. They're seeing the same thing. This is the issue. This is why they go against everybody. This is why they undermine everything good and wholesome. Because they're at war with civilization and progress because that doesn't fit into their control. Freedom, the Renaissance, they've been fighting for 550 years, is at loggerheads with their plan. And they own all the big corporations, and they are at war with you. So admit they're at war, admit you're in a war, and learn about the war, and learn how to fight back and stop complying. And ask God to come into your soul, come into your cells, and lead God to direct you. Go back to the report.
They always sees human beings as destroyers rather than creators. He thinks that human beings...
Yeah, pause again, back it up 5 seconds. I'm going to say this again. They self-appoint themselves as Thanos. Endgame, name of that movie. 10 years after my movie, Endgame, about depopulation. They're telling you. They're self-appointed in this. We're in the zeitgeist. We're covering the issue. That's why they want us off air. And my mission, before they're successful, if they will be, is to get you to understand that. I guarantee if I know the last day of InfoWars, I'll be back somewhere, I will do the whole thing on depopulation, the whole thing on this. Because this is the crux. This is the center of the wheel. All the spokes go into this. You have the enemy battle plan. You have the enemy battle plan. You have the enemy blueprint. You have their operation. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement and extermination. Continue.
They always sees human beings as a problem. Destroyers rather than creators. He thinks that human beings are no different to rats or rabbits. When we consume all the grass around us, our population explodes, and then it's going to collapse. But human beings are fundamentally different. We have the capacity to innovate.
Marion Tupi is the anti-Ehrlich. His new book, Superabundance, shows more people are good for humanity and the environment. It's counterintuitive to think that more people can be good for the environment because the people will buy cars and they need housing. We use stuff.
We use stuff, but we also grow stuff. What matters is new knowledge. Think about something as simple as sand. When we started melting down sand to create glass, we used the first glass for glass beads or jars. But now we are using glass in fiber optic cables and microchips.
Similar innovation in farming, transportation, genetic engineering is why our growing population won't destroy nature.
All right, let's stop here. And that's the twist. Oh, genetic engineering will save us, but they're Trojan horsing it to do bad to us the same cult. So that's one of the mistakes in here as well. But again, this is so important because humans do make the environment better. I mean, just since CO2 began to get grabbed from the earth interior and put out into the atmosphere, plants are growing much faster. The world is greening everywhere. He says there's 30-something percent more trees in the United States. He's going off statistics just the last few decades. There are double the trees than there were 100 years ago because we plant them. And that's why Bill Gates says trees are bad, because they also create carbon. See, you're the carbon they want to reduce. Let's go back to it.
We're told we're destroying forests.
Looks like a disease across the planet. Boom, there goes the forest.
Nonsense. Forests have grown by 35% in North America and Western Europe in the last 20 years.
Grown because people found ways to produce more food on less land. And prosperous countries can afford to protect nature. But the idea that human innovation is helping nature isn't as popular as doomsayers' claims.
This universe is finite, its resources finite. If life is left unchecked, life will cease to exist.
When Ehrlich's book became popular, Thanos, a comic book character, was introduced.
By killing 50% of all living things in the universe, he will allow the other half to live on.
In the year 2022, nothing runs anymore.
That same year, we also got the movie Soylent Green.
The population of the United States has run out of food, and so every time a human being dies, he or she is converted into a biscuit called Soylent Green.
Step right up. Soylent Green. Soylent Green, my
dear. And again, this tells you.
That's been fed to people.
Dystopia.
You gotta tell them Soylent Green is people!
Now we're past 2022, and we're still not eating each other. Nevertheless, ignorant doomsayers still want us to panic.
I want you to feel the fear I feel every day.
Many young people have been so misled, they're afraid to have kids. But that would hurt the world.
The biggest problem the world will face in 20 years is population collapse.
That's a bigger problem. Fewer women have babies today. But we need young people to provide the innovation that will solve the Earth's problems. If fewer people have babies, the child who might grow up to cure cancer or develop a miracle battery may never be born. But more people by itself is not enough to get all this innovation.
It is certainly not. If the number of people was all that mattered, China would have been the richest country for centuries. But in fact, what you need is people and freedom. If you let human beings be free, they are going to create more value for everyone.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
And that's why they want this control over reproduction, because that gives them godlike power and they want a post-human world. We're going to go to break. I didn't get to the clip of Ehrlich on television in the 1970s about how the FCC should see to it that large families are always targeted in negative light on television, particularly the fathers. But I'm going to add that clip in post. You know what? I'll come back. I'll play that clip. I'll finish up. I'll go to our guest. Please remember, the only way this pro-human, pro-God broadcast continues is you support us. And if you go to our big sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, there are incredible products like Next Level Foundational Energy that isn't a stimulant but has a natural, incredible stimulant effect by cleaning out your cells. So good for your whole body. Next Level Foundational Energy is about to sell out. 57% off the highest quality, 30 parts per million, colloidal silver, silver bullet taken internally or on the surface. It's incredible. Antiviral, antibacterial, silver bullet, 57% off. There are so many other great products, like all the nano silver products, the toothpaste is fluoride free, three different types of that. So many great products at drjonesnaturals.com. I'm asking you to support us. I want to thank those that have helped us. I want to encourage those who have been on the fence to take action now, this critical time, and get great products at the same time at drjonesnaturals.com. And there is the great Sleep Aid Rocket Rest, the great Nootropic Top Brain. There are so many other incredible products exclusively available at my dad's company, drjonesnaturals.com, and that is the place to go right now and take action while the sales are still going. We have to end some of the sales soon because a bunch of stuff's about to sell out. drjonesnaturals.com. There's a big sale at InfoWarsStore.com, up to 60% off there as well. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, selling out. Nitric Boost, so much more at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Stay with us. Big Whistleblower coming up.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but
sure.
I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's a type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, the next hour, our guest Mike McCormick is a huge whistleblower, stenographer for many years for the globalist Joe Biden. We'll talk to him in a moment. But I wanted to finish up with Paul Ehrlich, the high priest of depopulation since the 60s for the Club of Rome, the UN, the WEF, and the big deep dive that we've been doing, riffing off of the amazing John Stossel report that Elon Musk has been pushing that's at Real Alex Jones. So here's part of the hour-long interview, the late 70s, with Ehrlich saying we're going to demonize families, we're going to demonize fathers, and then you saw that done on television. That's why you see all these anti-human messages, is to undermine things. I wanted to put a book in here and just zoom in on some of the things that Stossel didn't get to. Here it is.
Now, given the population explosion, let alone in this country, what can the government, what ought the government to do about this?
Well, what it ought to do is this. The first thing, you don't want to put, I'm against government interference in our lives. You want to minimize that. So the very first thing the government should do is try and take the pressure off to reproduce. There's a lot of pressure in our society now to reproduce. If you're single, people try and push you into getting married. You know, your wife, you have a bachelor over, and your wife says, gee, shouldn't I have a nice girl over? The idea is, you know, nobody should escape. So there's pressure to get married. Young couples, if they don't have children, people say, gee, they must be sterile. They never say, gee, maybe they like good wine and going to the theater and so on. They prefer that to scraping diapers. So there's pressure to have children. So the first thing that should happen is that the president ought to say, from now, here on out, no intelligent, patriotic American family ought to have more than two children, preferably one, if you're starting a family now. Not any law, but just say, this is what responsible people do. He ought to make the FCC see to it that large families are always treated in a negative light on television wherever they appear. There ought to be a tremendous amount of television time devoted to spot commercials, the sort we've had against smoking. But ones in the middle, say in the middle of Beverly Hillbillies, you get a scene which shows Los Angeles in the smog, and it just says this city has a fatal disease. It's called overpopulation, and so long. Now, that sort of campaign, you could have a census, a sample census, which would see whether that was having a desired effect. If that didn't, you could move to giving women bonuses for not having babies. That almost certainly would do the job. If that didn't have the effect, then you could move to changing the tax structure so that people who had the money and had the children paid for the children. In other words, you would increase taxes on people with children rather than decrease them, since when they have the children, they require more services. If that doesn't work, then you'll have the government legislating the size of the family. And people say, oh, that's impossible. Government can never intrude and tell you how many children to have. Well, I got news. You know, it intruded a long time ago and told you how many wives you can have. And there's not the slightest question that if we don't get the population under control with voluntary means, that in the not-too-distant future, the government will simply tell you how many children you can have and throw you in jail if you have too many.
And they certainly made a deal right around that time with Communist China for a one-child policy, and they would come and grab people's newborn kids and kill them. But all these globalists, they have 5, 6, 7, 8 kids. They don't want you to have children. Total evil. All right, Mike McCormick joins us. He was a White House stenographer who traveled the world with Vice President Joe Biden from 2011 to 2017. He's recently published the now bestseller, The Case to Impeach and Imprison Joe Biden, now advancing quickly up the Amazon bestselling ranking charts. McCormick Eyewitness Accounts follows a timeline of Vice President Joe Biden's White House activities, cross-referenced with emails from the verified Hunter Biden laptop and Obama White House documents. So he's not just a witness, he has documents on top of it, some of which are transcripts McCormick prepared as part of his stenographer duties. This is evidence that McCormick believes should testify in investigating authorities. mmmccormick.substack.com. You can follow him on X as well, and we'll put that on screen. And so you were around him for many, many years before his mind completely went, but he was still evil from me watching at a distance. And you could tie it into the culture war. The Vatican excommunicates their former ambassador to the U.S., declares him guilty of schism, for exposing the fact that, as you said on X today, I saw it, that this is a false pope. Catholics, yeah, I know, are great people, great ideas, but this guy's like the opposite of Pope John Paul II. I mean, I'm not a Catholic. I can see this guy's either Pope John Paul was bad or this guy's bad, or Pope John Paul's good. This guy's bad. It's clear he's bad. So we can speak to all of that. Biden refusing to leave today, putting out this letter. You know Biden. Who is he really? Yeah. What's happening? You can go back to what you witnessed and maybe walk us forward or start wherever you want. But Mike McCormick, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Alex. Great to hear that intro. We'll start with Joe Biden. So he called into Morning Joe this morning. That was Joe Biden, who is angry. One of the things behind the scenes that people didn't see about Joe Biden that I saw a lot is the chip on his shoulder he had about the D.C. elites. He used to have this rant about they used to tell him that he wasn't sophisticated. He wanted to be a president the second he got in the Senate as a 29-year-old kid in 1972. And he thought he was going to be. He ran twice and never made it until finally pulled him in as vice president. So he would have this rant about the sophisticates because he would go home for on the Amtrak and go home and he'd say, they told me I would never amount to anything in Washington because I went home to be with my kids. But, you know, I'm a family man. I'm a middle class Joe kind of guy. I'm going to go back on my train, Amtrak Joe. Well, and then he would get this crazy rant about the elites and they tell me I'm not sophisticated. Well, that's where he is right now. He's starting to rant. And that's when you know he's ruffled his feathers. He's not getting the attention that he thought he would get. He really blew it in that debate and the polls are against him. So the Democrats are panicking. So this is an interesting time. I think one of Joe Biden's strengths is he sits back and he can read a room. He's good at that. And that's partly why he did such a terrible job in that debate. There was no room to read. He was sitting there in a big auditorium with Trump on one side and a couple of questioners in front of him. And he couldn't really tell what was going on. So he kind of stared off in the distance and looked goofy. And I think, you know, that's why they got mad at his team for sort of setting him into that position. So he does this debate. He comes out goofy and now he's mad. They're calling for his, you know, early dismissal. And Joe Biden will not quit. I mean, I don't know why the Democrats think they can get him to quit. He's been real clear about it, but I know him. And I think what he's doing is reading the room of the Democratic Party as they're melting down over this. And he's going to make a deal with, I think, Hillary Clinton. I think, you know, the president can select a vice president any time of their term. So it's not like the vice president gets elected. The president selects them. The president gets elected. The vice president serves at the pleasure of the president. And I think that he may make a deal with Hillary to bring her in. Get the Clinton arm of the Democratic Party on his side. There's a lot of media that are Clinton fans, a lot more media that are Clinton fans that are Kamala Harris fans, that's for sure. And so then they're going to take on Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton off to do some, marketing to rebrand the new name and all that stuff. But that's where he's going to limp across the finish line. But the big thing is this election is staring down the barrel of an invasion of illegal voters. And that's the real problem. That's the fear that we face.
And I want to speak to that, but let's start at the beginning. Describe what it was like the first time you met Joe Biden, what he's really like behind the scenes. You spent a lot of time with him.
First time I flew with Joe Biden on Air Force Two, I walked on the plane and he was dropping an F-bomb as I walked by his cabin. I never heard anybody use an F-bomb on Air Force Two. We were going to Moscow. We get to Moscow and he's in a meeting with Vladimir Putin. This is 2011, March 2011. Vladimir Putin bitch slapped Joe Biden in that meeting. And I wrote about it in, that book back there. Joe Biden authorized in 2020 crack up the Democratic Party. Putin basically lured Biden. Putin's an old KGB guy. He knows his guys have been studying Biden for months, probably. And they set this thing up. They knew all they had to do back in those days to get him to talk and talk and talk at length was ask him about his grand experience. So Putin starts the interview off saying, you have a lot of experience here in Moscow, because Biden would go there as a senator and work on denuclearization stuff. So that started Joe talking, and right in the middle of one long story, just as he goes, I've been around a long time, Putin shuts off the lights, shuts off his microphone. There's a bunch of television press in there. The television lights are off and the Russians are yelling, get out, get out. And they get out. And he basically stopped Biden mid-sentence. And Biden didn't say anything like, hey, I wasn't done talking, or hey, what's going on? Hey, I've got this to tell you about. He just clammed up. That's when Putin knew he had Joe Biden right where he needed him. And he's been doing that to him ever since. This Joe Biden bravado is fake, and Putin knows it. Putin saw it for himself. He proved it. And shortly after that, in the summer of 2011, So Biden is beginning this relationship with Xi Jinping in 2011, and they're both vice presidents.
Let's go back for a minute.
Yeah.
So Biden is talking to Putin, turns the lights out. Wow.
Yeah. And Biden starts lying about it. He starts telling everybody he had this big talk with Putin, and he had a tour of his office. That I see you have no soul. And Putin says, Biden goes, I'm looking in your eyes and I see you have no soul. He's making a sort of comment off of what George Bush said. I looked in his eyes and I saw he's a man with soul. And Putin goes, now we have an understanding. Well, that was Joe Biden's side of it. Putin said he doesn't really remember it. And, you know, so that's what Joe Biden does, is he creates a situation where he can make himself sound really impressive, but there's only two people in the room, and one of them is either dead or untrustworthy. So Biden's
making up wild stories.
Yep, exactly. And so that he did that with Putin, and Putin knew it from the start. That's when Putin started working to undermine the Ukraine project that the Obama-Biden people had set up.
You were getting into Xi Jinping in China when I interrupted.
So Xi Jinping in 2011, they had in the January of 2011. This is right after the 2010 midterm, where the Democrats got shellacked. The House goes Republican heavily, historically heavily. So the Chinese are coming in for a visit in January, and they know that Obama is desperate, because Obama wants to get reelected, and this doesn't look good for his reelection. So out of this meeting in January 2011 comes this idea that Biden will connect with Xi Jinping, both vice presidents, because Xi Jinping is touted to be the next president, and they're going to have this special vice president to vice president relationship. And I think that came out of Biden's friend, who was then the national security advisor, friend and longtime operative, Tom Donilon. So Tom Donilon was national security advisor. He had a pedigree that put him in China a lot. And I think he's the one that set up this special vice president relationship. So Biden goes over to, in 2011, after being roughed up by Putin, Biden goes over and gets roughed up by the Chinese. We're standing in the Great Hall of the People. I'm the stenographer, and there's press there, and there's this meeting, and Biden goes on and on. He can't shut up. He won't stop talking. And the Chinese guys are getting pissed off. So then they come over and start shoving us out the room, physically shoving us like a rugby scrum. And later they said, our guy talked for 2.5 minutes. Biden talked for 10 minutes. And it was like, that's why they were pissed off. And the Americans are like, oh, well, he just always talks a lot. That's the old Joe Biden. Joe Biden would never get elected as that guy, because he wouldn't shut up and he would talk about stupid things. So in 2020, when he goes to run for president from his basement, he never talks. He doesn't do big speeches. And now what we're seeing is he can't physically talk. He's falling apart.
So he's a joke on the world stage.
He's a joke on the world stage with people who know how to handle themselves. The tough guys, the Xi Jinpings, the Putins, you know, the North Korean guy, they just don't pay attention to him. The psychopaths, the Europeans and the NATO people, you know, they need Biden. They need his support. The World Economic Forum types, you know, he's always been a big, Atlanticist, he calls it. I think that's another name for a globalist. And so, and he's been in the pocket of the Chinese. They know they have him.
But let me shift gears. Why do you think all these other world leaders eat out of Trump's hand then? What's the difference?
Why do I think? What's the difference between Trump and Biden?
Do you disagree? I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. It seems like they eat out of his hand compared to what they do to Biden.
I wouldn't say that. I would say Trump is a better deal maker, and he was more. I worked 1 year with Trump, so 2017. The thing with Trump in his first term was he didn't really have the backing of the rest of the government. I don't know how world leaders saw that, perceived it, heard about it.
No, Putin talked about that. He says we make a deal, the bureaucracy ignores it. I'm just saying it seemed like Trump was way better received by the world than Biden.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was a tough guy. And Trump didn't mess around. And Biden, you know, Biden thought he was a big foreign policy guy. And he always promoted himself that way. But when Biden was doing foreign policy before he was vice president, he was doing it as a group. He would go over it with a group of senators. He would tell these lies about he had this big meeting with Goldmeier. Well, he never had a one-on-one meeting with Goldmeier because he was never there by himself. So, you know, there's these stories that people get bought into with Biden, and the world leaders didn't buy into him. And Trump didn't tell those stories about himself. So they knew at least they were dealing with a straight guy who knew how to make deals and consummate deals. And the other thing that Trump did that was really interesting is he didn't go to all those stupid APEC meetings. He sent Pence. So, you know, the world leaders, when they go to those, you know, APEC is Asian Pacific Economic Community or something like that. They wear the funny shirts and stuff. Trump didn't go there. So he wasn't playing sort of the world leader showboat games. And Biden would do that. And Biden was a showboat his entire career.
Sure, because Trump had the power through policy. He didn't need to go do that. So I want to move into the current. The future with you, but just other, I know it's covered in your book, the case to impeach Biden, but knowing Biden, you said he'll never give up. I mean, seeing him write this letter, Democrats trying to remove him, what are your predictions now?
Well, I think he's going to fight through to the convention, and then he'll, you know, rigmarole something out of the convention, probably a partnership with Hillary. Maybe he gets Kamala on board and bunch of Democrats on board. You know, the rallying cry they have now is this is what the voters decided. He's following through on what the voters decided, and he can beat Trump. And they have this whole, you know, basically behind the scenes, Joe Biden set up a 2024 steal by bringing in between 10 and 30 million illegal immigrants. And he knows that. He's got that infrastructure. He's not giving that up to anybody. He's not turning that over to Gavin Newsom. So Joe Biden's going to run this thing, and all these knucklehead people out there are saying that the donors and the Hollywood people, we're not going to support him. He should step down. They're just revealing what amateurs they are. They're just absolute amateur land there.
So what's going to happen then?
Well, I think Biden rolls through the convention. He comes out and they, you know, Trump's going to continue to build on in the polls. You may see some small shift in the polling that starts to make Biden look like he's catching up all of a sudden after Labor Day. He caught his breath. The convention did really well. And, well, look at Joe coming on, because that's how his first Senate race went. He was a nobody in the summer. And all of a sudden when, after Labor Day, they poured it on and he won by like 3,000 votes. He beat this guy, who was a longtime governor and senator, and he beat him out. He was an older guy. So Biden came on as a young guy, could do the young guy thing. And so he has this sense of being able to pour it on at the end. And, you know, the 2020 election is anomaly. You can't even measure what that was or how he did it. It was all a steal from the beginning. This election is basically a steal from the beginning, but they have to cover it differently. They have to pretend that he's going to have this surge of popularity after he has this great convention. And, you know, maybe
and they're
we'll
trying to have a virtual convention. What do you make of them trying to make Chicago virtual?
Yeah, that sounds like their next step is they're trying to keep him in the basement virtual. And that helps him. And, it, you know, keeps all these brainwashed Democrats on board to, oh, he won't get beat. He can't get beat. Trump's such a terrible guy. But they're just running the rig. They're just setting up the rig right now.
So finishing up with this area, because you've been inside, you know, worked for Trump, worked for Biden. You've been in the middle of, while you're there with the world leaders, creating a record of it. We'll talk about a fly on the wall. What does the Democrat establishment do? Because I've always thought and seen that Obama had a lot of control of Biden. But I agree, he's shifting more towards Hillary. Do you think Obama was really the power behind it, or was that made up? I mean, or has it always just been Biden's in control?
I think, you know, people talk about Obama being the puppet master and Biden being the puppet. And I think it was the other way around. I think, you know, Obama made his mark in the Democratic circles in 2004 with a big speech at the Democratic convention. And Joe Biden at that time knew he wanted to run in 2008. So he marked this guy. And he probably had his operatives go look into his background. In 2006, when Obama makes it through and gets in the Senate, Biden tucked him right under his wing. He was the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. He tucked him right under his wing and put him in on the Foreign Relations Committee so he could get some foreign policy experience. Probably Biden at that time thought he would be the presidential candidate and have Obama as his vice president. Well, Obama flipped the script on him. But Biden may have known something about Obama that in out of his personal life that Obama had to hide. So he makes Biden his vice president. Biden always has this saying about Obama that he told him, I want to be the last guy in the room after everybody leaves when there's a big deal to be done. I want to be the last guy in the room with you. That's probably when Biden told him, okay, you're going to do this with me because I know this. And if you look at Biden.
And what is that thing that Obama's a homosexual?
Yeah, I think that's what he was talking about. I don't know for certain what Obama was behind the scenes.
But you were watching you this as his stenographer. Wow.
Yeah. But I will tell you this. We used to get the Air Force One, passenger manifests. So Obama would fly back and forth to Chicago. And when he flew back and forth to Chicago, very rarely, maybe only less than five times, he would go there all the time because that's where his, political office was for reelection. Michelle and the kids never went with him. So he would go back to their home, their house where they were born and grew up without his family. Why would he do that? Michelle Obama was a Chicago girl. She had friends there. She never went back with him. Why was that? And that's what I saw in the Air Force One manifest. So Obama had something going on in Chicago and the same thing played out on the West Coast. You know, when Obama first met Xi as a president, that was in the June of 2013. There was a big, there's kind of a question around the meeting. It was out in a place in California called Sunnylands. It's in Palm Springs. And Xi showed up with his wife, but Obama didn't show up with Michelle. And people were asking, why isn't Michelle here? Oh, you know, Xi brought Madam Xi. Why isn't Michelle here? And there was never a good answer. And so she wasn't out there. So there was a lot of times in California trips where Michelle wasn't around. California and Chicago. And I don't know what they were doing, but I have a feeling that there was something going on that was what Joe Biden knew.
But you saw Biden basically say, I got Obama by the short hairs.
That's my feeling was behind the scenes. Yep.
All right, we're going to break. We'll do the next 30 minutes. We'll be back for like 2 hours of the deep dive soon. People should get your book, The Case to Impeach. It's absolutely vital. There it is right there on screen. The case to impeach and imprison Joe Biden hardcover, which is more timely now than ever. But just the minute and a half we have to break, what else would you say about Joe Biden?
Well, he's evil. I mean, he's deeply evil. He's a win it at all costs politician. He had operatives, I think, set up the pandemic in 2020. And that's how they got him in. And he's been hiding behind the scenes ever since. And so, he's a guy who has to be watched carefully. He's willing to destroy our country to keep himself as the vice president. I mean, as the president.
So you're saying from what you saw, your dead reckoning is Joe Biden was blackmailing Obama with homosexuality?
Yeah, probably. And I think that's why he got so many, big assignments. You know, in 2009, I wasn't there this time, but this is what my understanding. He came in and he got the Recovery Act and he started doing, meetings with the cabinet in the cabinet room as though he's like the junior president.
Hold on. Stay there, Mike McCormick. We've got a 2 minute break. I'm going to write back to you to finish up with this and then get into all the other subjects. We talk about the past, talk about present and the future. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right. We're on a lot of radio stations, so we have a few breaks here. This first 5 minutes is important. We'll take a break at 5 minutes for 1 minute and do another 30 minutes with our guests. Have him back for 2 hours if he can. What a smart guy, Mike McCormick, best-selling author of The Case to Impeach and Imprison Joe Biden. What an important book right now with what we're facing. And I've got some other breaking news coming up next segment. We're getting the videos in right now. Whoopi Goldberg, I don't care if Biden has pooped his pants and can't put a sentence together. She supports him. Michael Moore calls Biden campaign cruelest form of elder abuse I've ever been forced to watch. Finishing up your point that the hard satellite break broke up, clearly it's been known that Obama is involved in a bunch of weirdness. He's blackmailed. But you're saying it's been Biden that brought him in day one that's controlling him. I'm going to put the headline out that, you know, White House whistleblower believes Biden has been blackmailing Obama. I'm going to put that out today. So finish up what you got cut off saying.
So that's, you know, when he, that's why Biden got all these big assignments. Joe did Iraq. Joe went into Afghanistan and he made the decision on Afghanistan. Joe did the Alliance for Prosperity. We'll talk about that later. Joe did Ukraine. Joe did Putin. He did the reset. All these things, because Joe Biden came in there, he wanted to be the president. He's in the hot seat there. If Obama, God forbid, dropped when he was president, Joe would have been the president. That was his dream come true. So the entire time he was in the White House, he was angling to be the president ahead of Hillary. He wanted to be the candidate in 2016, and he was pushing hard to do that, especially in 2014. And then Beau got sick and he died, and Joe basically backed down from wanting to be president. But his staff wanted him to be president. He wanted to be president, and he was pushing Obama behind the scenes.
And now we're seeing the fact that the whole Democratic Party is saying leave. He won't do it. So you're predicting he stays in.
That's what I'm predicting. Yeah. It's going to be a mess. It's a sinking ship and he's going down with it.
Continue.
So yeah, Biden in 2014 was a really bad year. Biden wants to be president. One of the things that happened was there was a big meeting that he did a trip with Xi Jinping again. At this point in time, Hunter Biden is deep in the pockets of the Chinese Communist Party. December of 2013, Joe goes to Beijing, and I'm on the plane. That was the Air Force Two trip where Joe and Hunter are together. And there's a lot that comes out of that. That's the Bohai Harvest RST deal, where the Biden crime family makes a pile of money off these basically the Chinese Communist Party affiliated businessmen. But the other thing they did, and I talked about this last time I was on your show, was they started investing in this company called Metabiota. And Metabiota was deeply involved in they were Metabiota was a Silicon Valley biotech. They were fancied by the World Economic Forum. Their founder was a guy named Alex Wolf. Wolf was Nathan Wolf. And he was like a golden boy of the World Economic Forum. He was also friends with Ghislaine Maxwell and the Epstein crew. So he had high-level contacts in, you know, the World Economic Forum. He's doing these virus hunts around the world with EcoHealth Alliance and Wuhan Institute of Virology. They go into China and they're digging into the bushes for animals that have virus connections, bats, all these other animals. They did it in Africa and they came up with Ebola. And they were in doing viral research on Ebola and bat viruses in 2014. And what pops up out in Western Africa, but Ebola. So, Metabiota had a laboratory there in, Kinema, Sierra Leone. So that's not
Mike McCormick, stay there. Back in 60 seconds. Yep. Finish your point on the origin of the virus. We'll continue on what's currently happening, what you predict's coming straight ahead. The case to impeach the President Joe Biden. Get the book today.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Let us stand together. Oh,
at the cross,
where I first saw the light
and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there.
My faith, I see my sight,
and now I am happy.
Completely out of his mind. So we have an incredible whistleblower, the stenographer from 2011-2017, then he worked for Trump for a while as well, Mike McCormick, and the night and day things he saw. What do you make of the Joe Biden you see today? And then finish up the China origin and Biden's involvement in the virus. I want you to finish that point and then get to the point of the Joe Biden you see today versus the Joe Biden you saw years ago.
Well, he gets a lot more attention on him now. So, you know, he was always goofy and he always couldn't talk. He you know, you talk about a hard job being a stenographer, trying to figure out what that guy was saying. sometimes his sentence would go on for three pages. He would just keep changing his mind in the middle of the phrase and add another bit to it or add another story to it. And it was impossible to try to figure out the grammar for that guy. So that was back when he could hit a lot of energy. His energy physically flagged significantly after 2018. Ever since 2020, I've been saying he's half man he was when he was in the White House and I worked for him. He's half man he was when he started this campaign. He started the presidency in 2020. And I used to work with Doc O'Connor, his doctor. He was always a nice guy to me, but Dr. O'Connor is not doing his job for the presidency. He's aligned himself significantly with the patient, his personal patient, but he's not paid by the patient. He's paid by the taxpayers. So what is his job? Isn't he supposed to go and be the doctor of the presidency and not just Joe Biden's doctor? Because we, the taxpayers, are wondering, why do we have a guy who can't walk up and down stairs so close to in control of the nuclear codes. And his doctor keeps telling us he's fine. He's okay, but he's not great. And he's not looking like he doesn't have the energy or the competence to be able to do us a rigorous campaign, for the fall. He's not going to be out there campaigning three events in a day. He can't go to, can't travel overseas back and forth and then do three events or four events in a day. He used to be able to do that. He can't do that anymore.
So that's where we are in the present and the future. You've been a stenographer. You're a very well-spoken guy. Your book's amazing. We've had you on before. We got you on now. Let's do 2 hours soon, commercial-free, maybe next Saturday or something. Those shows are huge. But just, I could ask 1,000 questions, but in the 21 minutes we have left, you've got the floor. What do you want to tell folks about what your book's really about is obviously lining up. You were the stenographer and you read the emails and the Hunter Biden thing and you're like, no, that's accurate. I was there. You're a perfect witness. You should be in front of Congress lining that up. And then also you get into what's happening, with the Vatican, right now going after people that are exposing evil.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Vatican. Because you're the one that put me on this story, and I just stumbled across this. So maybe it was back in mid-May or something like that. I was watching you, and you had this really emotional session where you were like, there's so much evil in the world. It's almost overwhelming. And I was really amazed by how intense you were about it. But I believed it because I really felt it. And I started thinking, well, what was the most evil thing that Joe Biden did in the White House? And it was, he had a lot to do with this guy, Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. McCarrick was a pedophile. He raped altar boys and seminarians while he was a priest and a bishop. And then they moved him up the ladder through the Vatican. And frankly, I'm not sure he wasn't an intelligence asset to the United States. He was a pedophile priest and cardinal with complaints against him in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And in the middle, and the church ignored it. The Vatican heard about it. They ignored it. And McCarrick would fight it off. But then the State Department started taking up this guy under their wing. He did some early work after he left the seminary in the 60s, at Catholic University. And he came out of there being a fundraiser. So then in the 90s, the State Department started taking this guy and sending him overseas to China, to Iran. And it seems like he went to all the hotspots where they needed a guy who had high intelligence, high level contacts in Washington. He knew the Vatican and he could come back and tell them what was going on in Iran, what was going on in China. So they put this guy under the wing and he becomes the cardinal in Washington and becomes enveloped in Washington politics. He's fundraising. He's helping with fundraising. He did a lot of comforting during the 9/11 aftermath. I remember hearing about him when I was in the White House with President Bush. We always heard about Cardinal McCarrick. Well, he also was very close with Democrats because he was a liberal Catholic and he didn't condemn Democrat politicians who took communion, even though they supported abortion. So he's moving up the ranks. Obama comes in 2008 and there's this thing that there's some emails in the WikiLeaks with John Podesta talking about something called the Catholic Spring. And I looked at the WikiLeaks emails and it was shocking to me, but I don't think it was Podesta. I think it was this guy, who became White House Chief of Staff in 2013, Dennis McDonough. Dennis McDonough had two brothers in the priesthood, and in the early years of the White House, he was very close with McCarrick, did a lot of Catholic stuff. McCarrick was very close with Biden. McDonough was close with Biden, and McDonough moved up the ranks to be White House Chief of Staff, Obama's White House Chief of Staff in 2013. I think because he did so much stuff behind the scenes with the Catholic Church. He engineered the Catholic Spring. So he becomes White House Chief of Staff in January 2013. In March 2013 is when Xi Jinping becomes the president of China and Francis becomes the Pope. Cardinal Bergoglio of Buenos Aires becomes the Pope. And who's behind the scenes helping that along? McCarrick. And who is McCarrick's biggest antagonist? There's an Italian archbishop named Carlo Maria Vigano. Well, just last week, Carlo Maria Vigano was excommunicated by Pope Francis for schism. Basically, he said, I don't believe Pope Francis is the actual pope. And excommunication for a guy like Bishop Vigano is, you know, he's been a church
It's a major, I mean, I'm not even Catholic, but I study history. To kick out a guy that's powerful, this is a huge event.
Yeah. I mean, that's the end of his life. You know, he's a pious man who's devoted his life to the church. And they just said, not only can you not be in the church and do church stuff, you can't even be a Catholic. You're going to hell is basically what they're telling him. And he's like, no, I'm not. I'm not going to hell because you're an illegitimate pope. Well, he's right. Pope Francis is an illegitimate pope. And why is he an illegitimate pope? Because Carlo McCarrick was his sidekick in Washington, and they were doing bad things. As soon as Pope Francis came in 2013, he wrote a letter to Xi Jinping. We want to do a deal with the Vatican. We want to open up relations with we in the Vatican want to open relations with the Chinese Communist Party. Well, Xi Jinping never talked about that publicly. And finally, after a year, Pope Francis did. Meanwhile, Vigano is here in Washington, and he's bumping into McCarrick doing all this stuff. McCarrick had a bad reputation for messing with young kids and seminarians, and he knew it. And he was confronting him about it and confronting the fact that he wasn't really supposed to be doing a lot of business, and all of a sudden he's doing this public business. They basically told McCarrick during Pope Benedict's papacy, look, you can stay in the church, but you have to do a life of prayer and contemplation and not do a lot of public works. Well, when Pope Francis came in, they put McCarrick right out front. So 2013, he comes in and they start this stuff with China. In 2013, in June, McCarrick goes to China and talks to them. And then he starts doing all this travel. In 2014, Obama meets Pope Francis in March in the Vatican. He goes to the Vatican and meets him. They're working on, at this time, the Iran nuclear deal. A month later, McCarrick goes to Iran and talks to the Ayatollah.
So they're using him as an ambassador for the Democratic Party. So let me ask you this then. Who really runs the Vatican today? Because it's clear... You just look at this pope compared to like Pope John Paul II, polar opposites. I mean, literally promoting, world religion, saying open the borders up, saying there's too many people. Since when does the Catholic Church say that? So who do you think, because you're a great researcher, who do you think this current so-called pope really works for?
Well, Vigano says there's a deep Vatican and there's a deep state. And this is the Papacy of Francis is the connection of the deep state and the deep Vatican. That's what McCarrick and McDonough and Francis and Obama and Biden did. And that's fascism. When you connect religion into government, that's fascism. That's what fascism is. So what Biden and those guys did and Biden and Obama did is they made their political party the religion of the Catholic Church. And if you're, and Catholics, you know, Catholics are outraged by Pope Francis. Conservative Catholics are outraged by Pope Francis.
Absolutely. But let's go further. I mean, I'm not even a Catholic. I'm just a straight line Christian, non-denominational, but I have a lot of great Catholic friends, see great Catholics at the tip of the spear fighting evil. But if I pull back and see Homeland Security in all these memos coming out saying conservative Catholics are the main enemy and obsessing on Catholics when they have like the lowest crime rate, well, what is going on with this obsession with Catholics in the left? Is it an attempt to bully Catholics to becoming leftist or what? And then banning the Latin Mass? I mean, I'm not even a Catholic, but I've been to Latin Masses with friends. It's beautiful. I mean, why are they doing that?
There's, you know, that's what Vigano was talking about. And Vigano is the expert on that. And look,
He says it's a total world government, New World Order takeover. He fights Klaus Schwab.
Yeah.
He sounds like me.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, they had to excommunicate him to silence him. And I've been emailing back and forth with him. And he has a website, Exerge Domino. Basically, that's his support for people that have been canceled out of conservatives, who've been canceled out of the Catholic Church by this new pope, by this surge towards liberalism in the Catholic Church. Traditional Catholics are absolutely offended, and they don't know what to do. And the hierarchy of the church doesn't really stand up to Pope Francis, because look what happened to Bigano.
He said, Bigano speaks English. Maybe you get him on the show or come on with him. Maybe you can co-host the show or host it yourself. He can come on with you. I'll step aside if he wants to only be on with you. But let's give that website again, because I don't speak Latin. How do people find what Vigano's actually saying?
You can follow him on Twitter. He says stuff on Twitter. It's Carlo, C-A-R-L-O, M. Vigano, B-I-G-A-N-O. Carlo M. Vigano. And his website to support his efforts is exsurgedomino, E-X-S-U-R-G-E, domino, D-O-M-I-N-O. There's a link for it right on his Twitter feed.
Well, the Pope had to think excommunicating him makes him an even bigger hero. That shows desperation.
And it happened literally 2 weeks after Biden was in the Vatican meeting him during his trip to Rome. So yeah, there it is. There's Vigno's thing, and there's the Exsurge, the donates on the strike, Exsurge Domine. So yeah, Biden is over there, and the thing is, at this point in time, so you had this thing. I start looking at this thing with McCarran. What I found was, this is really important. What I found was, there were meetings between McCarrick and McDonough in the White House in August 2014 that came a week after they had meetings there for something called the Alliance of Prosperity. Three significant countries from Central America, the Northern Tribal countries, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, met with Obama and Biden. And they came out with this, we've got because right then in 2014, there was all these kids that were showing up at the border, the unaccompanied minors.
So you're tying that into the huge human smuggling we now know the Vatican's been involved in.
Exactly. And that's what they were meeting about. And they set that up. And Biden and Obama and McDonough set that up with McCarrick, and Pope Francis knew. So Pope Francis, they're setting up with cartels.
So clearly they're using this corrupt rogue priest as the intermediary with the U.S. deep state, with this deep state of the Vatican to do this.
Right. And one of the leaders of that country is a guy named Juan Orlando Hernandez. He just got sentenced to 45 years in prison for smuggling 400 tons of cocaine in the United States from 2004 to 2022. So a lot of that time he was smuggling it into the states during the Obama-Biden years. They had an investigation. The DEA had his brother on electronic surveillance in February 2014 saying, yeah, we're going to smuggle cocaine in using the government. That's right after Orlando Hernandez gets
well,
elected.
We got to have you back for at least an hour on the Vatican, because it's such a key player in all this, and every major institution's been overrun by globalists, and cleaning them up is really, really important. But in closing, it seems like there is a real fight now in the Catholic Church all over the world. It seems like Catholics everywhere are really pissed off. There's a good chance to, like, get back control or replace this current guy?
Well, we've got to get the word out that he's illegitimate. He did a deal. He put the church in a deal with cartel devils. That's not Jesus's church. And Dennis McDonough is the witness. Dennis McDonough has to confess what he knows of the Pope and the cartels, and what he knows of Obama and Biden giving money to the cartels. Dennis McDonough, our current Secretary of Veterans Affairs, has to confess to the world what he knows. He is the witness.
All right, shifting gears, and Mike, we'll get this week if you want for 2 hours. You're amazing. People should get your book. But in the 6-7 minutes we have left, let's shift gears into the future of Biden. Other predictions, what's going to happen? I mean, this is so crazy. He's not going to step down. That's what Roger said 3 years ago, that him and Jill, Hunter's in there advising. What's the deep state going to do when he won't step down? What are your predictions?
Well, we got to push the word out that he is evil, and that side of it has to be shown to the people that are still sort of on the fence over, well, he's just an old guy, maybe he'll be okay. You gotta he's not just an old guy. He's just an evil guy. He did deals with the cartels. He did terrible things. And then I think they've got a huge election steal set up in the battleground states. I think what you want to do is you've got to go outside. You got to be asymmetric. And Republicans should start looking to do the ballot initiatives that Scott Fressler does. Do those in states like New Mexico and Virginia and New Jersey and Colorado and Minnesota, where they don't. I don't know if the Democrats are organized enough to have a steal set up there. That's where you have to go.
By the way, I said I would interrupt you, but just today, holy crap, the Biden administration just came out against SAVE Act, a bill to ensure illegal aliens don't vote. Here it is off the White House website. That's today. Then we've got Washington removes residency requirements for voter registration for illegals to vote. And I've got it all being announced right here. So they're openly doing this.
Yeah, they're openly doing it. And this is the fight. How do you get around this? Because they've had 4 years to set it up. And that's why they put Biden in illegitimately. They knew he could get away with this. And he did. And he had the Vatican helping him. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops gets hundreds of millions of dollars in human health and services grants, HHS. I can't remember that one, but they get, pardon me, HHS
Hell,
grants.
I think it's over $1 billion. Just the Jewish charities getting over $1 billion a year.
Yeah. Jewish charities, Lutheran charities, all the NGOs. But McCarrick was in that Catholic Bishops group. He set them into that thing in that Alliance for Prosperity, and they've been cashing in ever since. And that's why Pope Francis is so big. He wanted to get rid of Vigano because Vigano was in on, he was telling people about this.
Oh, Vigano's been reaching literally, let's not exaggerate, 100 million people a month on X that I've seen. I mean, he's just beating their ass. And I don't think them excommunicating him is going to work. I think it's going to backfire.
Totally backfire. They took it on and, you know, he's in hiding. He's got his ex-Serge Domine and he's in hiding, but, he's doing a great job. And I really appreciate you letting me talk about him on your show.
Oh, I appreciate you. That's incredibly important. So in closing, I keep saying in closing, what are your predictions about Biden? What can we do to stop him? What would you advise Trump to do?
I would advise Trump to go out there and do, his rallies in extra states. He's done them in New Jersey. Keep doing that. Do some in Minnesota. Do some in Virginia. He did some in Virginia. Push on that. And, they got to get, whatever Laura Trump is doing in the Republican Party to manage this, ballot operation, this ballot surveillance operation, they've got to get their arms around that. I don't trust Congress to come up with any law that's going to restrict anybody from voting this cycle.
They're going to go for fraud, so we shouldn't be overconfident. You work for Trump for what, a year? Be completely honest, no, you will be. What is Trump really like behind the scenes?
He's a great guy. He's basically what you see when you see him on TV. Because, you know, when I saw him, I was always with the press. So, you know, there's probably two sides of him, but I think he's a good guy and he's smart. I think he was overwhelmed with all the deep state people around him.
No, that was it. They lied to his face. They lied to his face.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the deep state people, one of the guys who was on this Alliance for Prosperity deal that was a really good friend of this cartel, Juan Orlando Hernandez, was then General John F. Kelly. And then he moves from there up into the Homeland Security Administration, Department of Homeland Security. He's the secretary of that. And then he becomes White House Chief of Staff. And he didn't have Trump's back. He's the guy who was lying about him, saying the suckers and losers quote. That's Kelly. They were talking about it in the debate. Kelly was working with Juan Orlando Hernandez, knowing that he was a drug smuggler into the America by the ton. So this guy, Kelly, you know, just another deep state guy that Trump had to deal with and weed out of there. And there's a lot of them.
When people get mad at Trump not getting better people, he's drawing from the swamp. How do you drain the swamp when the people you've got are from a swamp?
I think he's got a good chance of getting good people in there this time. They've had a chance to look through it and see what happened. And I think they're going to put a really, you know, we got to get through this steal. We got to stop this steal.
30 seconds. I agree. Trump wins, though. We get through the steal. What does Biden do when he loses?
Biden will leave and he'll... he's going to face some serious charges. So he's just going to go off and be indigent and not able to be convicted of anything because he can't stand trial. I think Hunter's going to face some trials, and so are a lot of other people.
Mike McCormick, impressive. Join us again soon. We'll do an even deeper dive. People should get your book right now, The Case to Impeach and Imprison Joe Biden. Thank you so much, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alex. Great to have you back. Great to see you again.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for coming on. All right, we're going to shift gears and all the other news I haven't covered. There's a lot of it breaking as we speak. I'm completely overwhelmed. We'll do our best job when we come back. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of, is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Waging war Hour on Corruption, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right. I don't like infighters. I don't like gossips. I don't like backbiters. But there comes a time when it's morally right to expose something. So when I expose something, it's not out of envy, it's not out of jealousy, it's not out of anger, it's not out of, well, it's anger sometimes, I'm mad at them, but it's not driven by that, it's driven by love. I don't fight evil people because I hate them, though I do hate them. And I pray to not have hate because it's bad for you. I do it because I love the people that are behind me. I don't fight the enemy in front of me because I hate them. I fight because I love people behind me. So I've been on there 30 years, and 28 years ago, I got approached by a lot of companies, a lot of groups. I got a local radio show, went to number one, got syndicated right away. I'm suddenly on 30, 40 stations. I'm 24 years old. A couple years later, I'm on 300 stations. And back when talk radio was huge. Like, he's the next Rush Limbaugh. And my guest didn't come on about this, but we're going to talk about this up front before we talk about all the economic news. I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like, America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor. So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's giving you great advice, and silver's gone up and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today. But I know the industry, and so I've asked him for 8 months to talk about it, not because we want to attack other people selling gold and silver, but because it gives gold and silver a bad name. You've got groups, some of them out there selling gold and silver with 100% markups and doing it, claiming people are going to get that back. And then the regulators come in to discredit the entire industry. So he wouldn't do it 8 months ago. He wouldn't do it 6 months ago. He wouldn't do it 2 months ago. He finally, this weekend, during the July 4th weekend, we talked. He said, I'm ready to do it. And we're not going to name names. It's all over the news. And I'm not mad at the other talk show hosts that have these guys as sponsors. But it's simple. We're not in competition with the people that are ripping folks off. We don't want them discrediting a good thing. And we also want people, wherever you get your gold and silver, to know the basic rules. And folks, it's so simple. You know what the wholesale cost is in the news every day. And then any real company is going to have a processing fee, and that's it. And unfortunately, I can count on one hand groups that do business the right way. And the biggest is Kirk Elliott, because he's been the overnight 25 years success case. Just like I'm the overnight 30 year success case. And so I've really twisted his arm. Because these groups threatened him when he's mentioned them before. But now he predicted on the air 2 months ago, I got him to barely talk about it. He said, look for the federal government to come after these groups in the next few months. It happened last week. So I called him this weekend, and I said, you got to come on. He said, all right, I'll do it. Then he kind of backed off this morning. He goes, well, I don't want to, because he's not a troublemaker. And I get it. Most people in life know the gossip in the office is the problem. Well, this isn't gossip in the office. This is, hey, there's a hurricane coming. You better get ready for it. So the best bet is obviously gold and silver right now in this inflationary system. But it's not a safe bet if you don't know what you're doing. It's like saying everybody should own a gun. Well, you don't buy some Saturday night special, you know, made in Mexico for $10. It blows up when you pull the trigger. It's that simple. We all need a gun, but we need a gun that's trusted from a trusted company with a name and a history. That's all I'm saying. So You came on, you sent me this giant stack of preparation, all these videos, all these articles. You thought you were going to cover that, Kirk, and we will. And all the developments of silver and gold and the world economy and the dollar and the FDIC saying again we're getting ready to grab people's bank accounts. I mean, all this insanity, we're going to cover it, Dr. Kirk Elliott. But I knew who you were 20-something years ago working with WorldNet Daily. You're a great guy, highly respected. It is the right thing to do to tell people the inside baseball that's so simple. If you'll just listen to us, and then all the flim flam won't matter, because this is how I work. And I didn't ever do this on purpose. I've always been a guy that, you know, was God fearing, and I just feel how the universe works. I never do something I wouldn't want done to myself. I don't ever cheat or lie against somebody for power, because in my experience, it feels bad, and it turns out it's really bad. But there are people that will do this all day long. So we don't expose these other gold companies out of spite. We people need silver and gold. It's such a big market. Everybody should be doing it. But we've got to keep the industry clean. And Kirk, in fact, we'll do this interview right now, and I'll have the crew find your interview. Was it this month? It was like a month and a half ago. I finally twisted your arm. Folks, put a note down. We're going to find that interview. Have the archivist find it. He went, well, I don't want to do this, but the feds are about to raid and go after a bunch of these groups because they're charging 30, 40, 50, 100% and lying to people. It's one thing if you want to sell somebody a coin and say it's a piece of art, you want to pay double what it's worth because you love it, you want to support, great, do it. But you don't tell them, oh, this is a great investment. That's a lie. But if you did buy silver bullion or gold bullion at wholesale, it was a great investment, and that's where I want to be, where you come to me, you get good advice, you support me, you get something great, and you love me, and I love you, and we have a relationship. It's like if I was a farmer, and I cook, I mean, I grow beans, and they grow peas. I'm not going to sell them poisoned beans, and I get poisoned peas. Or let's say I produce milk, they produce beef. I'm not going to sell my neighbor poisoned beef. I want their milk, they want my beef. This is normal behavior if you're not a Satanist. But they bit the apple, the knowledge of evil began, the knowledge of the scam, instead of just the straightforward. And so there is a straightforward, it still exists. And Dr. Kirk Elliott, I'm ranting here, but you never do this. I want to upfront talk about the industry and talk about how great you are, because you keep us on air, you give great products, you do an amazing job, you have the 5-star rating, and I get it, you hold your nose to expose the industry, but that's the industry that's going to hurt everybody that wants access to silver and gold, and that's the Achilles heel of how they're going to try to stop us from getting people prepared while all these governments and groups and billionaires hoard silver and gold. So I would just say hit them with both barrels, and then we'll get into all the big financial news.
Well, it's great to be back with you, and you're right. You did twist my arm, right? But because I'm the kind of guy, Alex, who I want to be known for – what I'm for, not for what I'm against, right? Because I want to help people. I want to bless them. I want to make sure that they're in the right place at the right time. And we talk a lot about gold and silver, and because it's a great thing right now. You know, when you look at the world where there's inflationary pressures and political chaos and geopolitical conflict and unsustainable debt and wars and rumors of wars and all this stuff, I mean, that is what causes gold and silver.
Well, listen, I want to be clear. I'm interrupting you again. I'm not a troublemaker either. I hate gossips.
Yeah.
We do have the best storable food company, lowest prices, while they're the biggest. I hate to attack the competition that's a bunch of scammers. Some of them are good. Most of them are, but it also reflects on us. So at a certain point, it's our duty. We had a talk this week, and you said, I'll do it because at the end of the day, we've got to warn people, but I get it. I'm the same. I'm a man. And a man doesn't talk about other people and how bad they are. He shows how good he is. But sometimes a man has got to also point out, like, they create nautical charts of there's a reef here. There's a sunken ship here. We've got to create charts for people so they know where the hazards are.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the best way to do that is everything that we're going to talk about in this little portion of the show today, it's all just public record, right? You just go to the CFTC, the Commodities Futures Trading Commission. You can search it, and they're there. They're all for public record. It's not like I'm some kind of a whistleblower. But you know what? I'm sure the people of America are loving the whistleblowers that blew the whistle on Boeing, right? It's like, yeah. You want to protect people. And that's what
Well, yeah, we don't go looking to whistleblow. We don't go looking. But when clear and present crime is being committed, we will become accomplices if we don't expose it.
No, that's absolutely right. And we, you know, part of why we exist as a firm is to protect people from the imbalances that the government is causing because of inflation and higher interest rates. You know, we want to get people in the right place at the right time, the majority of the time. Now, just because gold and silver are great investments right now doesn't mean that all gold and silver are good investments. There's rare coins and semi-rare coins that people overpay for, and they'll never recover those premiums. I guess never is a harsh word, but I've never seen it in like over 25 years of doing this. I haven't seen it yet. And by the same token, not all dealers and brokers in this industry are created equal as well, right? And so I got to looking. And when you look at the CFTC, there's
no, but you called it on the show 2 months ago. You said they're about to bust these groups, but you're like, I don't be a troublemaker. Just wait for it, Alex. And then it's happened now. So tell them what's happened and tell them the difference.
Yeah. So I did call it because I can tell what the industry is doing. I can tell what the regulators are after because when you live in
the world. Yeah, no, you
world,
called it on air. So we're going to find the clip.
On air. Yeah. Called it on air. So first, but this isn't necessarily a new thing. So you go back to the first, article that I had pulled up for you goes back to 2020, September 25th of 2020, the CFTC and 30 states. So the regulators in 30 states are charging a Los Angeles precious metals dealer an ongoing $185 million fraud. What is the fraud? What are they doing? They're targeting the elderly, right? So you're going to see a common thread through all of these. This company was targeting the elderly with overpriced stuff, right? So over 300% over spot price. It's like, what in the world? Triple spot price? Are you joking? Well, sadly, even today, when I have clients that will send me invoices from somebody that, you know, a company that they had purchased from today, and I'll look at it and it's like, oh my word, you paid over $70 an ounce for silver when silver was like 20 bucks an ounce and you shouldn't have paid well over 30, period. Right. So 70 something dollars. It's like, Kirk, this is extraordinary. It's, no, it's not. This is very common in the industry that people will kind of fall for a song and dance, fancy story. Ooh, let's get this rare coin. Let's get this historical coin because then the dealers and the brokers start making up lies. Well, it's non-confiscatable and it's dealer non-reportable and you don't have to report it on taxes. Wink, wink, right? And this is where these are all lies, right? So don't fall for any of them because number one, ultimately, if the government wanted to confiscate something, they will confiscate it. It doesn't matter what it is, right? Now, number two, you always have to report your taxes. Always. If you don't, you're going to be jailbait. You'll go into some kind of IRS tax court, right? So the reality is gold and silver are an investment like any other investment in the sense of there's no escaping some of those things. But what's great about it is that they are private, right? That they are in the right place at the right time because of where we are globally and the imbalances in the markets with rising interest rates, rising inflation. Gold and silver just do really, really well right now. So this is what the CFTC and 30 states. So this isn't just the feds.
Yeah, and for some reason, it's not on my list. So slowly, and I'm going to pull up myself because I want to show people this. Give us, I'm going to write this down. We're going to write this down right now because I don't see it on my list. Doc, you usually send me the list and I usually have it. I don't see it here. So what is the article we're going to pull up right now?
Okay. It's under Let the Buyer Beware on your list. And it's the very first one. It says CFTC coordinates with 30.
Okay.
States.
I got a different. Yeah. I got a July 1st list. I got the last interview list. That's why we're having a problem.
Okay.
So yeah, we're going to stop right here because this is so important. We're going to go to rebroadcast And we're going to come back because this is very, very important. We prepared for hours and hours and hours and hours for this. Don't worry, Doc. We've got the whole next hour. We're going to reprint all this. We're going to get this set up and we're going to go over all this. But before we do this deep dive and before we show all of this, let's do a plug for your company. It's got almost 5 stars. Nobody else has it. You've been saying silver, which is exploding. Gold's exploding, but you're saying don't get into that yet because silver hasn't moved up to where it's supposed to be yet. Tell me about your great company and how people get prepared and how they get ready, because you've got folks ready to answer the phone, ready to do an analysis, ready to talk to people, and ready to give them true high quality at wholesale silver and gold bullion right now with no gain.
So like we kind of talked about, I've been doing this for a long time. In this particular industry, precious metals since 2002, but prior to that, I was just did stocks, bonds, mutual funds, things of that nature, right? But since 2002 into precious metals exclusively. Now, ever since kind of day one, I kind of defied the trend in the industry, which was the things that we're going to be talking about today, the semi-rare coins and the rare coins and these collectibles and things of that nature, because I like bullion. To me, when an investor invests, I want them to invest the way that I would invest, because it just makes sense. I mean, I've got a PhDs in this stuff, and it's like the only way to really succeed in investing, I don't care what you're investing is to buy low and sell high and don't overpay for your stuff and be in the right place at the right time, right? It's common sense. So when you deal with bullion, which is a metal that's, it's just low price, low cost, like 1,000 ounce bars, 100 ounce bars, 10 ounce bars, 1 ounce generic refinery rounds of silver, or on gold, it would be 1 ounce gold bars or kilo bars, for example. What you're buying is refinery made metals, right? And so they're sold by the depository. Everything else was minted a long time ago, and it has this rarity and the scarcity to it. And that's what dealers like to sell, because they're higher commission, they're higher premium, they make more money on it. But that's what's best for the dealer in theory, but not what's best for the client. What's best for the client is part of my rationale on how do you build wealth. Don't overpay for your stuff, right? And be in the right place at the right time. So we guide people through this economy. We'll let you know when it's time to buy, sell, or reallocate. And when you're not overpaying for your metals, like what we charge, it's very transparent, very simple, because I want accountability to the world and to my clients and actually to God. Is it's 8% when you purchase, 0% ongoing, 0% when you liquidate. It's really simple. We've made it simple by design. And here's the reason why I went with 0% liquidation commission from a long, long time ago, over 20 years ago, is because when I first started, I did charge a commission when people would liquidate, just like everybody does. It was a couple of a percent. And a few years into my career, it was time for somebody to lock in profits and go into, like, let's say, I think at the time we were getting out of gold and going into silver. And the client said, Kirk, the numbers make sense, but are you just trying to churn my account and generate another commission? It's like, no, it's the right thing. Look at the numbers. It's the right thing. But I understand the gist behind that statement, because most companies are shady. Right. And they want to turn accounts and generate more commission. So as a smart business guy, which I hope I'm a smart business guy, Alex, is it's like, how do you overcome an objection? Well, just get rid of it completely. So got rid of the back end commission, right? Because now it's no longer an objection. It's not there. And this is one of the things that actually separates us from the other companies in the industry is we don't have a back end commission at all. Right now, depositories, they are transactionally based. They make a small percentage going in, a small percentage going out. But every basically company on the planet, every broke gold and silver dealer, they're working with the same depositories, that they're operating with the same wholesale prices. But the difference is when you take a commission on the back end as a company, it's going to be over and above what the depositories charge, right? So it becomes huge. So let me put this into a practical example. Let's say somebody were to invest $100,000 in gold or silver, and it's, 6% commission when you go in and 6% when you get out, right? So 6% on $100,000 is $6,000 going in, $6,000 going out. That's $12,000 or 12% total. Now, that's if the price of gold or silver didn't move at all. What if it doubles? What if that $100,000 investment turned into $200,000 and you've got 6% on the back end? Well, it's like, man, I paid $6,000 going in. Now I paid $12,000 going out. That's 18% of the initial investment. What if it triples? Well, good grief. Now you're paying $18,000 on the way out and $6,000 going in. That's a 24% total spread. See, you're looking at people aren't concerned enough about the exit strategy. To me, the exit is more important than the entrance, getting in, because we're going to lock in profits and we are ultimately going to sell them at some point down the road. And so having 0%, that $100,000 grows to $1 million. That's awesome. It's still zero. Right. So that's part of the equation, is that logistical side of it. Now, the relationship side is where we decided we really wanted to thrive and focus our attention, because I'm a people person and I love people and I will bend over backwards for people. So knowing that most people, Alex, don't watch the markets like a hawk, I don't expect them to call me and say, hey, Kirk, I want to lock in my profits and get out. No, I will watch them. My team, my amazing consultant team, will then call you when it's time to lock in profits or do a ratio trade between silver and gold or gold to silver.
But Dr. Kirk Elliott, here's the bottom line. You are already the biggest silver dealer in the United States. You're one of the top gold dealers. You're not promoting gold because you see a much greater growth in silver until it catches up with gold. Even though gold's way up, you can say gold, gold, gold. But yeah, I agree with you. It's not the best thing right now. This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support for the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. You go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer. Real atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. Regular iodine is great, but it's the missing link in your body. We promote it. It's great. I know you get a good result. It supports the show. I promote it. A water filter, highest rated at the lowest price. I promote it. T-shirts promoting freedom. It's just straight up, folks. We're not the sneaky behind the scenes people. We're the straight up people, and it pisses us off. There's all these fly-by-night folks that give what we're doing a bad name, but it's simple. You have the knowledge. You won't perish, as Christ said. The people perish for lack of knowledge. It's simple. You go buy gold and silver at wholesale. That's the sale of it after spot. And you know that daily price, and you call Kirk Elliott and you get that locked in. You don't need to trust him. You don't need to trust me. You know you're getting wholesale price of silver and gold from a reputable top-rated company that funds the InfoWar and isn't a wimp. And then if people just get the knowledge, then all the other great talk show hosts who are wonderful people, they have been doing this 30 years. I'm not criticizing the other big talk show hosts that I know have got these bad sponsors. They didn't understand it. Now they're going to get burned in the media for having it. They should all have Kirk Elliott as their sponsor, because I'm not in a competition. I want Kirk Elliott to be everybody's sponsor. I want, because he's the best guy. I want everybody to use him, because you need to. You need to get gold and silver, but you need to get it from a good source. Go to KEPM.com/gold.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But sure, I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
So many documents, I got the wrong list. We've downloaded, we've got it ready to start on the deep dive next segment. But right now, getting back into the world economy, where the planet is right now, your predictions of silver and gold have been surpassed, actually, so you underestimated. Please continue.
Yeah, so, I mean, I always like to underestimate, right? Because I'd rather underpromise and overdeliver. And, you know, you'll see analysts and whatever, they say, oh, silver's going to hit $650 to $2,500 an ounce. If it does, that's amazing. But I just look at historical patterns and look at the trends. And the last time we kind of had a short squeeze in supply and demand discrepancies was in about 2010, 2011 timeframe. And silver went from $12 to $48 an ounce, Alex, literally in 6 months. And so you just multiply that out to today. You know, we're starting at around 25 when this started, so that could bring us to 75 to 100, just on historical patterns. But here's the thing. The world is so much worse right now. We have more debt. We have more uncertainty. We have more turbulence. We have the BRICS nations, which we didn't have before, right? So as you look at that, all that's taking demand away from the dollar. The feds, the Federal Reserve, the Treasury, they are forced to print money like there's no tomorrow, right? So here's where, you know, we can actually look at some of the economic collapse that's happening that's causing gold and silver to go up, right? So if you look at what Biden said in the debate, obviously we couldn't understand most of it, right? But the gist of it was, we've done a great job and we're winning the war against inflation, and look at the amazing things that Bidenomics has done, and people are working and wages are up. No, none of that is true. None of it was true. Right. So there was this article that I was reading this morning. And here's the thing. You and I have been talking about this. We've been ahead of the curve. And this is one of those points in time where I hate to be right, but I'm glad that we were right. right? Because I don't like talking about the bad news. I don't like talking about the things that are happening in the economy, but at least we're warning people. And that's where I'm glad that we're right. Right. So I've talked on your show for the last 8 months about how we're in a recession. We've been in a recession since COVID. A recession technically is two quarters of declining output and production, right? And so have we been in two quarters of decline? Yes, we've had quarter after quarter after quarter of declining stuff. Now, when you compare that to inflation, we're really behind the eight ball. Well, now this is what's interesting. And I don't know the reason why, right? But ever since the debate, when Biden completely botched it against Trump, right? It's like now the top Democrats are actually pushing for him to be pushed out, and they want somebody new to come in. We talked about that on the last show that we did together. But here's where now the talking points on the economy are starting to change. Because now economists and mainstream media and Wall Street, they're all starting to say, this economy is heading south. This isn't so good. Now, is it because, and they're actually starting to say gold and silver are amazing things. Is it because these Wall Street types and these hedge funds want to boost their returns on their portfolio with gold and silver that are doing amazing? Maybe so. Or is it now that they're starting to discredit Biden and they're saying, you know, the economy stinks, but we should go into gold and silver because they want somebody else to replace him? I don't know the answer to that question, but what I do know is the result is the exact same one. And when you have more demand for gold and silver because now mainstream media is starting to promote it for whatever reason.
Hold on, stay there. That was my next question. Like, Bloomberg, gold's exploding, silver's exploding. We're going to come back. I'm going to give you the floor like I just did. And then we have the documents now. I want you to roll through what you were saying earlier.
We take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, folks, I want listeners to know that we're no brag, we're just fact. And I've got the top silver dealer in the United States, Dr. Kirk Elliott, PhD, 25 years with his business. I've known about him for 25 years. And I did not have a sponsor for gold and silver for 11 or 12 years because I couldn't find a reputable one. It's a great thing to be involved in, especially now in a bull market. But I'd sign a deal, and they'd say, we're going to sell bullion with a small markup to pay our bills. I'd say, great. I was good for 10%. That you got to pay your bills. And they would immediately sell them numismatic stuff with, you know, 50%, 100% above it. I was like, do not do that. I said, if you want to pitch people some collectible coin because it's pretty and it might someday be worth something more, do it, but do not do it. So that's why no gold or silver sponsors for 11 or 12 years. You'd see one a few times for like a week, and I'd catch him lying to me. I had contracts. I'd say, done. You're done. So to me, yeah, it supports us. Yeah, Kirk's a great sponsor. But to me, this is such a no-brainer. It's so frustrating. It's like you're in the middle of the Sahara Desert. You're riding a camel. You've not hit an oasis in 3 days. The camel's hump's all sagging out of water. You're out of water. There's a big, beautiful oasis with birds and stuff, you know, drinking out of the water. You know it's good water, and you don't fill up your canteens. You don't take a bath. You're crazy. But I get why you don't, because anything good, when you're out there having your picnic at the park and you're cooking all this great food, the flies come. And so I'm not here to attack competition. The competition doing bad silver and gold deals hurts us. Everybody should be in this. We're not exposing them because we're in competition with them. We're in competition against their corruption because we don't want that hung around our neck. Because everybody's, a lot of you have been listening for decades. Have you heard a gold or silver sponsor here in 11, 12 years? Because I couldn't find one, folks. It's the best thing to be in. You could have been buying for 10, 12 years. You'd be tripling your money right now. But because I couldn't find an honest broker, you have not had it. Literally an answer of prayer. About a year and a half ago, I started praying saying, I need a gold and silver sponsor. This is not a joke. I was like, God, this is such a great deal. And I was like, it was hiding in plain view. Why didn't I go to Kirk Elliott? Because I wasn't doing my own research. I was just praying into the ether it would happen. So finish up your point that you were trying to make before the break. And then let's get into, because earlier, not your fault, not our fault. We, for some reason, pulled up last week's list of documents you sent us. We've got the new one. Let the buyer beware, not all precious metals are created equal. And you sent us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 articles. I want you to spend some time walking through this because we're not crap talkers. As conservatives, we're a little extreme to the other side. We won't talk crap because, again, Kirk said it 40 minutes ago. We don't judge ourselves off of talking crap about somebody else. We judge ourselves according to our performance. But you reach a time when stuff is so ridiculous, you've got to expose it because you become an accomplice if you don't. So finish your point, and then you've got the floor. Walk through this.
Yep. So we've got now got mainstream media that's actually starting to promote gold and silver, and it's the weirdest thing because I haven't seen that ever. I've just really never
Bloomberg,
seen that.
Yeah, Bloomberg, gold exploding, silver exploding, yeah. The new market. What is that?
Yeah, so one of two things, Alex, and I don't know exactly what it, but each one of them, different reasons why, comes up with the same end result, right? So it could be that you've got Wall Street that's saying, what, we need to pad our hedge funds and our portfolios, and gold and silver is doing amazing. Cause look, silver was $1,191 3.5 years ago. Today it's almost 31. It's like, that's amazing gains. Gold is near all time highs. So maybe they're just trying to pad their returns on their funds because they need to. Or here's where, you know, after the debacle of a debate that Biden had against Trump, right? Maybe the top Democrats on the leftist movement are saying, for the first time ever, we need to actually discredit the economy under Biden because we want to replace him with somebody new, somebody younger, somebody that can talk, right? And so now all of a sudden, the economy's bad and gold and silver do really well in kind of bad economies, right? You're starting to see these headlines of different analysts.
No, I agree. They're trying to get ahead of what they already know is happening.
Yeah, that's 100%, right? So I don't know which one of those stories is true, but it doesn't matter which one is true because the end result is the same, and that's more demand for something that's in limited supply, and the prices go up, Alex. So now, because of this, we for the first time have the coordinated effort, I should say, of the fundamentals of gold and silver and what causes it to move, with now mainstream media starting to come in concert with that, and that's going to cause the prices to go up. So now, because you're going to have a lot more attention on gold and silver, this is where you need to let the buyer beware. And I don't care about competition. I couldn't care less, actually. All I want to do is help.
Wouldn't
people,
you rather it be a reputable industry, that would be better for everybody. Then gold and silver takes over.
Yeah, then I wouldn't have to care. Then no matter who you are and what show you're watching and what dealer you're dealing with, I know that you're going to get good stuff, right? But that's not the case
because
right now.
Because you know,
so,
even though you're a legitimate company, this witch hunt that's about to happen based on real problems is going to blow back on us.
Oh, yeah, it always does because this is an industry-wide thing that they're after, right? When you're a regulator at the CFTC or some state agency or whatever, you don't know what you don't know, right? You assume that everybody is a shady shyster, like the ones that they're going after. They don't know that some companies are really good. You know, everybody gets lumped together. It's like the stereotype, right? So this, what I had warned on your show a couple months ago, whenever it was, that, hey, I think this overregulation is coming. Part of, to me, it's common sense, because gold and silver, one of the last unregulated industries on the planet, right? It's just like,
we were at dinner 2 months ago at Liberty Tortilla. It was 2 months ago. You were on that day, so we'll find the date. And you said, it's so hot, it's so good, and these people are doing scams. We've got to figure out a way to expose it without sounding like, you know, chumps that are jealous, but I'm really worried that they're going to mess up this good thing for the public.
Yeah, they want, the government wants to overregulate everything, right? We all know that, and this is an unregulated industry, so they want to find a way to try to regulate it. Well, what a better way to start doing it than to expose a bunch of shady companies? And so that's where, yeah, this needs regulation. It's like, so this is the bad thing. One bad apple spoils the whole bucket of apples, right? So this goes back to September 25th of 2020, this article from the CFTC website. You know, them and 30 states, this isn't small, Alex, 30 states are charging an LA precious metals dealer in an ongoing $185 million fraud targeting the elderly. So in this, it doesn't matter who the companies are. I want to go over the basis of what they're looking at. Number one, the precious metals dealer. Number two, targeting the elderly. Number three, overcharging. Right, like 300% over spot. It's like three times. Are you joking me? Yes, those companies are out there. So to me, that's an absolute highway robbery. It's a ripoff. I haven't seen people ever recover from those kind of premiums ever. So this is where let the buyer beware, right? So again, they target the elderly. They overcharge for something that they shouldn't overcharge on. They're generally lying about the commissions, who in their right mind would say, yeah, this sounds like a good deal, paying three times what I should for something. It's like, no, that's not a good deal. So therefore, they're probably lying about stuff, right? So
now let's be clear. They can check with you every day, the wholesale price, 8% for your analysis, your help, working with them, and no charge when you sell it. That is invaluable. So you are the best place. That's why you're number one. That's why I'm saying,
yeah,
folks,
that's
I'm literally selling snow cones in hell here. This is a no-brainer, people.
Yeah. So we don't, I mean, it is, it's just 8% over wholesale, 0% when you liquidate. Now, the second article on there is talking about, this is more, it wasn't 2 years ago.
Company that overcharges and targets seniors, conservatives under federal investigation.
Yep. So again, the same thing holds true. Targeting conservatives. Conservatives tend to like gold and silver more than the liberals do, right? It's just reality. And so here's where they're targeting seniors, the elderly, conservatives with overpriced stuff. The same things are holding true as the first story, right? So this is let the buyer beware. Just because there is a dealer that's advertising on your favorite podcast, your favorite internet show, whatever it is, doesn't necessarily mean that they're good. I mean, you looked around for a long time, Alex, before you found somebody that you trusted. But a lot of people, they don't have that as the answer.
No, it's like when they asked Tony Montana at the end of Scarface to kill kids. No women, no kids. I ain't doing nothing hurts people. Like, what's frustrated me is, why can't I find an honest person?
Yeah. So I don't know. But then this third one is from my state. In Colorado. So the Colorado Division of Securities joins with the CFTC. See, what we're seeing here is state regulators teaming up with the feds to try to stop something in an industry that they don't understand that they want to stop. They want to regulate, right? So what are they targeting? Nationwide precious metals IRA bullion coin scheme that solicited more than $185 million and defrauded senior investors again. So what did they do? They preyed on older Coloradans other than they used fear of economic uncertainty. So this is the thing that the world is a scary place to begin with, right? You don't have to sensationalize it like what you and I, we just talk about the news. We talk about the headlines, but then we give a logical response that brings hope into a situation where people think, oh man, the foundations around us are eroding. What are we going to do?
And how much has silver and gold gone up in the last 2 years? So it's not like, we're not like giving somebody a hope. We're giving them something that's been a proven solution, which is where I want to be. I want the most accurate news. I want to be known as the guy that tells the truth. I want to be known as the guy that brings people the best products. That's who I want to be. I don't want to be the Joe Scarborough that says Joe Biden's the smartest he's ever been. I don't want to be that. Here's Joe Scarborough. I'm the opposite.
Yeah. So here's where different companies have different tactics to sell their stuff, right? So fear is one of them. Now, and sometimes it's logic. Sometimes it's just the investment. Sometimes it's all the story, right? But the end result is they get in trouble when they overcharge. Period. Right? It doesn't matter if you're targeting seniors or people in college or anything. When you overcharge and you're going to start to get in trouble that way. And this is the common theme behind all of these stories. Now, the next one is from the CFTC website. Again, the CFTC charges a precious metals dealer and their owner in a multi-million dollar fraud targeting the elderly again. Right. So these have been going on for a while. And this is the story that we had just talked about two times ago, the more current one. This has been under investigation for a couple of years. Right. And I guarantee you the show hosts that these people are on, they didn't know.
Yeah. We can name those hosts. They're good people. That's why I'm literally going to start calling them and saying, go with Kirk Elliott. Like, stop it. Like, you can charge people a basic fee. It's totally reasonable. They get it. They can sell it back for nothing. Stop it. Like, we need to eradicate the fraudsters because the whole future is gold and silver. You can see it.
Yeah. I mean, they simply don't know what they don't know. They don't know that some of these places are wolves in sheep's clothing, you know, defrauding seniors out of there. I mean, they would never do that. These are amazing people, the tips of the spear, helping people promote freedom and freedom of speech and protect our freedoms moving forward and get America back to where
it
was.
But this is an Achilles heel to discredit gold and silver. While the globalists buy it all up, governments, universities, institutions, billionaires, they want to discredit it for the general public. They're going to use these bad guys.
Yeah, absolutely they will. And so the next one, this one goes back to 2017. So this is a little bit older, but here's where it starts to get even more squirrely. So this company would actually, I've known of this company for quite some time. They'd say, oh, we're going to offer you free storage of your metals. Storage costs something, right? It's like nobody gets anything for free, right? So storage costs something, but they had this program. It was a trading program where they leveraged people's assets, and mathematically it was impossible Ponzi for the scheme. Investor to ever make any money. Impossible, right? So when they're taking your money and they're in this trading account and they're selling back and forth, making profits on it, and the customer is never going to make any money, and they got people in by saying, oh, we're not going to charge you very much. It's like, well, of course they're not going to charge very much if they can oversell the same thing a bajillion times and they're not charging for the storage.
So that's the original Rothschild 400 years ago in Munich, where they would have, you'd store your gold or silver there, but they would leverage it out 10 times.
Yeah, absolutely. So those stories exist. Now, the next one is the most egregious of all of them on this list, right? And so this company, was basically a Ponzi scheme. So the next company on the list. So what were they doing? They actually went to the extent of setting up their own fake self-directed IRA custodian to receive, you know, rollovers. And they weren't ever buying anything for them. The IRA custodian was fake from the jump. They were just using the rollover funds and buying houses or property or boats or whatever they were going to buy. Complete Ponzi scheme, right? Absolute fraud. And so this is where I do actually want to make a distinction between us and other people is the people that I use for these outside third party vendors. The depository, we use the Texas Precious Metals Depository. I will say their names because they're amazing vendors that I've vetted. You know, 100% insurance coverage through Lloyd's of London, unlike FDIC or SIPC, singularly owned. They don't have a right or a claim to the to the assets. They're called a bailee, which means they're just storing the stuff for you. They don't have a right to reclaim to it. Three, it's segregated storage. You actually have your own box in the depository, right? And my team has negotiated very low storage fees, for segregated storage. It's incredible,
and
right?
The point
now,
is you're not in control of that. So you have the,
it's
the 4.7, 4.9, depending on the rating service. You're the place to go. It's a no-brainer. Folks need silver and gold. It's the place to be. It's the smartest bet right now. And they need to go with Kirk Elliott Precious Metals right now. People need to do it. And I feel so good about finally having a top-rated company that's totally trusted. It makes me so mad to know that other companies don't do what you did. That's why you're number one, because for 25 years you haven't screwed people and you've slowly built this rapport, and it makes me so mad at the bad guys, because I get it. I mean, I would not sit there and tell anybody into silver and gold, because it's such a great investment and such a great protection, but it's full of sharks.
It is full of sharks. I mean, even the IRA custodian that we use, I've used them for a long, long time, right? And so they've been around, but they're not us. This is the key. If somebody is, if a dealer is telling you, we're going to store your metals for free, and they are their own IRA custodian, you should head for the hills, all right? Because there's accountability with separation of duties, right? This is why the government is, the founding fathers established separation of powers, right? So, third-party IRA custodian, we use a company called Strata Trust Company at the depository, Texas Precious Metals Depository, and we're just the broker that puts it all together. I don't even have an inventory. We deal directly with the depository. You drop ship.
You're
from
about
there.
Giving somebody a good deal. So how do they call you? What do they do? I'm going to come back and cover all on the world and the dollar and Russia and China and petrodollar. This is so huge coming up. And I wanted you today, which you never do, to do a hard plug because you're a great sponsor. And I really believe people getting silver from you right now. Like you said, don't get gold yet because silver has the most to grow. Go back to this briefly, though. What is silver up in 2-3 years? What is gold up?
So gold is probably up a good 30%. I mean, I don't know the numbers for gold exactly because I'm not actually promoting gold right now. It's silver is doing so much better. So you look at where silver was, Alex, just about 3.5 months ago, it's gone from 22 to almost 31 in 3.5 months. I mean, that's well over 35%. That would be incredible for a year of returns, but it's been in 3.5 months. You go back 3.5 years and silver's up what? Silver's up from 1191 to almost 31. That is incredible return over that time. Now people will say, and they'll say, well, Kirk, you're overlooking. Silver is actually down from like 2011 when it hit 48. It's like, sure, it is. But I haven't been in silver the whole time. There's time and place for everything. From 2002 until about 2007, we were in gold. From 7 to 11, we were in silver. From 11 to 20, we were in gold. And then 20 till now, we're in silver
again. Yeah, you're telling people the best investment now. And any person with a brain knows silver's the place to be right now.
Yeah, 100%. It's outperforming gold by a huge factor. I mean, just last Friday, you know, gold was up probably 1.5%. Silver was up almost 3%. It's like, this is incredible, right? It's almost doubling the rate of growth of gold. So therefore, when they're equally as safe, we allocate into the one that's doing better. It's not that you strip the emotion out of the decision when you look at it.
And you were saying silver has much more to grow compared to gold.
Yeah, and there's extra demand for silver that you don't have for gold. Gold is a financial metal, response to political chaos, uncertainty, turbulence, unsustainable debt. Silver is a manufacturing metal. It's used for industrial purposes as well, like electric vehicles and aerospace industry and military applications and electronics. And so all of those things are in high demand right now. So even, here's the thing, even in one of the most sluggish global economies that we've seen in over 50 years, the demand for silver is off the charts.
Look, people are totally insane if they don't invest in silver as just a hedge against inflation. And I would say it's obviously going to grow. I can't guarantee that, but I think that's a no-brainer. Personally, I would say it's a guarantee with this inflation. Conservatively, your own personal opinion, we're not guaranteeing this, but where do you think silver is in 1 year?
No guarantees in this.
Yeah, because if not Trump gets in, it won't go tomorrow, up as much.
I would guess we're at $50 plus in the next 12 months. Now, what could accelerate that is complete absolute mayhem during the election, right? We're seeing mayhem in France, right? It's like the conservatives should have won in France, right? But, oh, how in the world were they so far ahead? And then all of a sudden at the polls, they lost. We saw that last time here, right? So there's this onslaught against conservatives, and we're going to go over that when we go over some of the current economic news. But those kind of news stories and fundamental forces driving the economy cause gold and silver to go up. So it's not that it's always the best investment, the greatest thing since sliced bread, but it sure is right now, in my opinion.
And you're the place to get it, folks. I put my name behind only the best. You need to go to kmpm.com/gold or call 720-605-3900. Paul Kirk Elliott, the representative, now. Get into silver now. It is, I believe, personally the safest bet, and he's the best company. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to kepm.com/gold. kepm.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
We take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis, because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now, because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements, and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Back then, hey, baby, there ain't no easy way.
Do you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black?
Talk about how I don't have the black support. Come on, give me a break. Come with me. Watch. Watch.
I got a lot of, I got hairy legs that turn, that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I love kids jumping on my lap. Do you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black?
Well, Biden won't back down. He says he's staying in.
Well, I won't back down.
That'll make the circus 10 times crazier.
I won't back down.
You can stand me up.
You can stand me up.
At the gates of hell. But I won't back down.
Gonna stand my ground.
Won't be turned around.
Won't be turned around.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
Gonna stand my ground. And I won't.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. There ain't no easy way.
So,
out.
A lot of listeners tune into this show because I could sit here and plug vitamins, which are great for you, and water filters for 30, 40 minutes straight. Never do that. Those are great. You can get them anywhere. Ours are great. You can get them places. It's great. But when I've got something that I know is a great company and a great record, and it's the surest thing out there, I am so pissed to watch the big billionaires buying up the silver and gold and the Chinese communists and the Russians and the UN and the University of Texas, and then they're demonizing it in the news. To me, it just pisses me off because I want to beat the cashless society. I want to beat the mark of the beast. That's why I promote Amish and farmers and land and people, gardeners, anything, the family, anything that goes against them, I promote. And it's such a no-brainer. So Dr. Kirk Elliott usually comes on and he covers news for an hour and does like a 1-minute plug for his company at the end. But he's a great sponsor and it's a great product and you need silver now and he's the place to get it. So go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. KEPM.com/gold or call 720-605-3900 because whether you buy one round of silver or 100, it is the smartest move in my view. It's not perfect, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. All right, shifting gears out of that, the time we have, and I'm glad you actually talked about your business, what's happening. We warn people today because it's so disgusting what's going on. It's our job to do it or we be complicit. Let's shift gears back to the big list you sent me of all of the financial news that is taking place and what's happening to the dollar, what's happening with inflation, what's happening with the world. Because I hope Trump gets in. I think he will. He's being handed a hand grenade with the pin pulled out. But so I think there's still inflation with Trump. Biden gets in. I think it's basically Weimar Republic style. So in the 25 minutes we have left live, Doc, you've got the floor to talk about all these other articles.
Yeah, so this was kind of fun for me to do research this weekend when we had a few days off. But we've been talking a lot, Alex, about central bank digital currency. You know, over the last 8 months, it is the thing that's going to eliminate our freedoms more than anything I think that this country has ever seen, because it's the ability to cut you off from buying or selling based on your digital social profile, your social credit score, and your ideology, right? So now though, this article that I read, I'm connecting some dots. I mean, this wasn't about CBDC, but it has everything to do with CBDC. So Aidan Gomez, he helped invent the transformer at Google. Now he's talking about how generative AI is going to accelerate profits for businesses, right? It's like, of course it will. When you can have, and you shared an article with me, it was like 165 pages, and I was reading it, it's like, holy cow, this is like one of the scariest, you know, research publications I've ever read.
Tucker Carlson sent me that AI report.
Yeah, it was wild. So basically the gist of it in a nutshell is when ChatGPT started, it was at kindergarten level. That was 6 years ago, right? So then in 4 years, it had moved from kindergarten level where you would ask it something. It couldn't even come back with a coherent sentence to then in 4 years, it went to like senior high level intelligence. Now the next 4 years, that's going to double again. So you're going to have postgraduate level intelligence by the year 2027. So that's going to mean is computers will ultimately be what Kurzweil said that they were, you know, the chief information officer, the guy at Google who basically started talking about singularity and the convergence of man and machine and how machines were going to overpower humans in intelligence, right, and replace them. Well, we're probably going to be there by 2027. So what this means for companies is they don't have to hire people. They don't have lawsuits. They don't have HR benefits. They don't have salaries, right? And so, of course, it's going to make companies more profitable. Here's where this applies to CBDCs, because the more businesses adapt into generative AI and this artificial intelligence, the more profitable these businesses are, it's going to accelerate the development of the technology, which is going to be used for bad, right? It absolutely is. It's going to be able to be what determines your unified ledger. It's going to be
the whole future is going to be what human anti-technology reservations are left. And that's the thing. They're emitting all the nuclear power plants. All the power has to go to AI now. We can't have any power. It's bad for the earth, but AI can have all the carbon power at once. I mean, this is a race.
It's a race. But what we're seeing is you can't know somebody in instant time what they're spending on and apply that to their, you know, social credit score, digital social profile without this AI. So this is what's going to accelerate us down that path really, really quickly. Now, we've also got which go towards CBDCs, but this story isn't about it, is Russia. So, you know, I was talking to Laura Logan last week, amazing investigative journalist, right? And she was doing some research on BRICS and we were talking about it. And, you know, BRICS started up as a way to stop sanctions against those individual countries. So when you think about it, Alex, it's like if you have an economic sanction against a country, it could be devastating. But if you have now this group of countries like the BRICS nations and there's an economic sanction against Russia, well, now that you've got this consortium of countries that are all banding together, kind of like the European Union, right? It makes the devastating impact of that sanction less because it's now against the aggregate of those countries, right? So here's where you look back, just a quick little step back in history. Biden's economic sanctions on Russia, and I'm not saying that I disagree with economic sanctions. In a time of war, right, that's a way for a country to economically devastate its opponent. I'm not saying that sanctions are a bad thing. I'm saying you better know your audience and you better read the room, Biden, before you put sanctions on somebody, because it's not a little banana republic that produces pineapples and cigars and sugarcane. We're talking about Russia with a kind of off the rails leader who produces most of the raw materials in the world, right? They produce aluminum and coal and steel and oil and gas and gold. And so, I mean, they're a big, huge, basically builder of the commodities and that we need for manufacturing. So when you put sanctions on him, it's going to tick him off, right? So every time a sanction is done, it's going to tick off Putin even more. So the first one was kicking him out of the SWIFT system to starve out the population of Russia. It's like no more wires for you internationally. Then 3 weeks ago, 300 more economic sanctions were placed on Russia. That ticked him off even further. Then 4 or 5 days ago, we had actually the sanctions that were not against Russia, but against the financial institutions or businesses that supported business.
So let me stop you. Again, we got to get the crew on this because this is what really impresses people. Because listeners tuning in out. You said like 4 or 5 months ago, they're going to intensify sanctions. You predicted it. That'll drive it away into BRICS. But the globalists know that. So it's a higher level. There's a group trying to actually kill the dollar. They're like manipulated the U.S. into this, I think.
I agree. And Putin is the one who wants to de-dollarize the world, right? So here's where Putin sadly doesn't have to work all that hard to de-dollarize the world. Why? Because Biden's already doing it. When he prints money like there's no tomorrow, and when he raises taxes and unemployment's skyrocketing, that is de-dollarizing the world because of his policies.
And Putin's like, have more kids, ban the leftist agenda, have organic farming. He's digging in.
Well, Putin's got to be sitting back, Alex, thinking, sweet. I wanted to de-dollarize the world, and I don't have to work as hard because look at their dumb president. Look what he's doing, you know, diminishing the value of the dollar.
So bottom line, what does that do to the dollar?
Okay, it's going to destroy its value, right? So when they de-dollarize the world, there's no built-in demand for the dollar. We're going to have to print our way out of everything. Out of every stimulus, out of every debt ceiling.
But Trump could turn that around. So how bad is it, your predictions? It's a prognosis. You're not, we're not going to hold you to it, but just your dead reckoning, your opinion. If Biden gets in, how bad is it versus Trump?
Well, I think Trump ultimately grows the economy, right? Now, I don't know if he can get the reserve currency.
Bloomberg just put out a big prospectus. They've been basically 100% against Trump. Wall Street's not been betting on him. Now they're shifting in a big Bloomberg article admitting Wall Street's preparing for a Trump presidency.
Yeah, I mean, as they should. See, but here's where I don't know if we get our reserve currency status back ever. I don't care if it's Trump. He's amazing. The best president I think that we've had.
Yeah, the globalists want to take it away from America. They're going to use China and Russia to cause the schism, and they won't get the power either. It'll be some new thing they bring in.
Yeah, see, the BRICS nations are 50% of the world's population right now, headed towards 70 or 80. They're not going to give up the reserve currency status when they get it. But what Trump can do is actually start growing our economy, bring jobs back to America through policy, and therefore
that's what Wall Street said. They said there'll be an American boom under Trump.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're not going to be as reliant on other currencies investing in our U.S. treasuries, right? Because I think those days are done. But Trump will grow the economy by bringing jobs back, and jobs always follow manufacturing. So manufacturing is going to come back to America. Now, these sanctions, knowing your audience, right, reading the room, which Biden can't do, well, Russia is contemplating right now legalizing cryptocurrency for international payments to avoid the sanctions. So here's where, not related to CBDC, right, but okay, we've got these economic sanctions. The Bank of China, the Russian branch, is going to cease operations in Russia. They already did because they don't want to be shut down by economic sanctions. So what is Putin doing? Because he's probably a really good chess player and playing a few steps ahead every step, he said, okay, let's start contemplating using cryptocurrency, decentralized blockchain for international payments. That way we don't have to use the currency. We can get out of these sanctions that the West keeps placing on us. Well, what does that do? It builds demand and messaging for cryptocurrency, which is what's going to be needed for central bank digital currency to have full adaptation and support by the public.
But in the real world, elites are moving into silver and gold. I'm not against crypto. I'm just saying it's a balance. Since you mentioned AI, here is 1982, the original Tron, quick clip, where this executive is taking over this company and plans to take over the world with this AI. Shows how powerful humans are. They wrote this in the 80s. It's come true now. And the robot says, I'm thousands of times smarter than I was this morning. You're my slave now. I'm going to frame you for your stock scams. This is literally them building their own destruction. Here it is.
I programmed you to want too much.
I was planning to hit the Pentagon next week.
Pentagon?
It shouldn't be any harder than any other big company. But now this is what I get for using humans.
Now, wait a minute. I wrote you.
I've gotten 2,415 times smarter since then.
What do you want with the Pentagon?
The same thing I want with the Kremlin. I'm bored with corporations. With the information I can access, I can run things 900 to 1,200 times better than any human.
If you think you're superior to us...
You wouldn't want me to dig up Flynn's file and read it up on a VDT at the Times, would you?
You wouldn't dare.
So, it's humans using AI to blackmail, but soon it'll just be AI.
Soon it'll just be AI, right? And so I agree. And part of what this is, well, you need AI for central bank digital currencies to exist, right? To have that instantaneous identification of every transaction so you can, in real time, determine, are we going to allow this purchase or sell, or are we going to disallow it, right? So part of what your digital social profile and social credit score is your ideology, right? And the globalists want everybody to go lockstep in formation with them, and they're against anybody who's against them, right? And so you sent me an article this weekend about this bank in Germany. This was really interesting because it doesn't take much. Literally, this is the scary part about this article that I don't know if most people saw.
Well, the biggest banks in Germany says the most popular party in Germany, we're just banning them having bank accounts.
Absolutely.
That's the social credit score.
Because of their social credit score. So the bank, Berliner Volksbank, they closed the donation account of the right-wing anti-globalist opposition party called Alternative for Deutschland, AFD. So what, but why? Because of a petition by a group called the Grandmothers Against the Right. They got 30,000 votes that said, hey, bank, you shouldn't actually allow them to
That's
do donations.
That's democratizing censorship. That's so tyranny. Yes. That's tyranny. That's mob rule.
Absolutely. Yeah, just like what they did with the truckers, right? Just like they did with Family Research Council back, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, whenever it was.
When the Southern Poverty Law Center had it shot up.
Absolutely. So we're starting to see this, but now it took one step further over the weekend. It got worse. So the AFD party, not only was their donation account shut down, and a political party, the largest conservative political party in Germany, is forced to using PayPal for donations. Well, that's probably not going to last very long, right? So then what just happened? So that same group that was debanked, now the high court in Germany said, anybody that's involved with this AFD group can't own guns. It's like, what? How quickly, Alex, things can spin out of control.
The digital gulag is being spun up in front of us.
Yeah.
People say, who cares about Germany? Whatever's done in Australia, Germany, the UK comes here.
Yes, it does. And we've already seen the truckers in Canada, right? We've seen a lot of these things right underneath our nose, and people just gloss over it as like, oh, that's not in America. We don't have to worry about that. These are socialist countries.
Bottom line, we got to create our own economic systems, our own banking, our own food. It's happening now. This is the future.
Yeah. And so to me, these kind of stories are alarming in the sense of it can easily happen here because it already is. Remember back, during Obama's time, Lois Lerner, you know, the head of the IRS, she was shutting down the clergy from actually speaking truth from the pulpit because the fear then was we don't want to lose our 501c3 status. We need to basically the donations to be tax deductible or else people are not going to donate to church, right? Well, if people donate to a church for the tax deduction, shame on them. They should give because they love to give, right? But yet it is reality. I get it. It's human nature, you know, and so she wanted to shut them down. And this is what I did. I did a documentary on this. It was my dissertation for my PhD, in theology. It was called 300 Million Slaves, right? Basically, if we don't wake up and stand for truth, and it was a rallying cry for the clergy to speak the truth from the pulpit, you don't have to be afraid. And sure enough, none of these pastors got their 501c3 status taken away from back then.
No, it's all intimidation.
Sure,
and we give in, and something 1,000 times worse happens. We fight back. We get freedom. So in closing, because you never do this, today you finally did it. you're the place to get silver. You're the place to get gold. Though you don't push gold. I get it because silver's the best deal. People need to call you, quick consultation, talk to them. You're ready to set them up with incredible quality. It's the place to go. Tell us again about your great site, kepm.com/gold.
Yeah, so if you go to kepm.com/gold, there'll be a little online submission form and just say, hey, I'm interested in an IRA rollover, whatever it is. And you will talk to one of my schedulers. I've got like 20 of them or something like that. And they will set you up on an appointment with one of my consultants where we'll dig deep, right? We'll listen to you. We'll listen to your fears. We'll listen to your goals. We'll listen to your dreams and what you want done and help craft a strategy moving forward using gold and silver as a hedge against your other assets that you have. See, I'm not a financial advisor, Alex. I'm not going to talk to people about their stocks, bonds, mutual funds, all that other stuff. It's not what I am. But when it comes to asset protection and preservation, using precious metals to protect and preserve, that's what we're good at. That's what we've done for almost three decades. And we can help protect, preserve, grow, thrive, and ultimately bring peace of mind. Because when you put your head down on the pillow at night, I want every single client to know I've done everything I can do.
How much is silver up the last year?
Well, good grief. It's up 35% in the last 3.5 months. I mean,
you've been on with us 8 months, and people want to listen to us. Because, again, folks, I want to be right. I want to be accurate, and I only go into something like this hard sell because it's simple. He'll help us keep on air and tell the truth, and you get a great product, and you're happy, and you love me, and I love you. I'm like a restaurant. I want you to get a great dinner you love, and you come back, and we all are happy. I mean, it's so that's Christ's philosophy. Well, he goes further. He says, lay down your life for somebody else. I'm a Christian, and I love God. I have a little bit of problem with that. I'll do it for my kids and others. But I certainly want to treat people like I want to be treated. I totally get that. So what is that? What's the golden rule? There's two rules. Like, one is treat others like you want to be treated. You're the theologian. You have a degree in that, too. And the other ones go further, lay down your life. I have a little problem with that.
Have no other God before you, right? Love your neighbor as yourself, right? Which means you have to love yourself before you can love your neighbor and love God more than everybody else. And then watch how the world starts to change around you.
I forget the exact, you're the theologian. So there's one like, do unto others as you do unto you. Where is that? And then there's the big one from Christ. There's no greater love than to lay down your life for somebody.
Yeah, well, the golden rule is encompassed in those verses where it says, love your neighbor as yourself, right? If you love your neighbor, you're not going to gossip. You're not going to kill them. You're not going to, you know, covet the things that they have. You really have their best interest, but that is secondary to love the Lord your God. Have no other gods. Don't worship idols. Well, here's the problem with America, right? And around the world. An idol can be anything. It can be money. It can be cars. It can be your fame. It can be prestige. It can be all that stuff. You put God first, and then what he's going to do is give you the desires of your heart. A lot of people take that as a prosperity message and thinking, God's going to give me everything I want. No, God is going to give you the desires of his heart into you.
And by the way, I'm 50 now, and I've only experienced this last few years. Like, I never worshiped Hollywood. I never loved things, but I still liked them. Now they take it away. I don't even care. All I care about now is what God wants. That's literally happening. It's like now they have no power over me. None of this matters except what God wants.
Yeah, that's the basis of that verse. God will give you the desires of your heart. He's going to give you the desires that are in your heart rather than you desiring something and saying, God's going to give that to me. No, it's opposite. He will plant in you the desires and then he'll give you the gifts. See, here's the thing I think, Alex, is God will basically equip those that he calls. He doesn't call those that he is already equipped. He'll call you first. You'll step out in faith, and then you'll have the abilities from God to change the world, right? Change people's lives around you. Make a difference, which is exactly what you do, you know, for 30 years. You've been doing that. You've been the tip of the spear. This is what I do in the financial world. And it's really just responding to the calling that God planted in our hearts. And then he equips us to get the job done.
No, it's totally true. God has made me a completely different person. God's made me a totally, I'm not perfect. I'm saying now it's all desires of the heart, not of Satan, but of God. It's literally happening. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much. Incredible interview. com/gold. People should call you at 720-605-3900. We love you. We appreciate you. Owen Schroyer is coming up live.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.